It's not on the studio line.
Oh, okay. Sorry for
that. Are you doing that on purpose or?
No.
All right, hit camera one. I think this is fine. That is nice.
Let me zoom it in a bit.
Oh,
that is really fucking nice.
Coach said he'll come in November.
Why, have you got some shit?
Yeah.
Candace is going to come 2024. She's eight months pregnant.
Again? She's pregnant again?
I mean, I thought this was her first baby.
Wait, Oh.
Go to settings.
I'm in settings.
No, I'm sorry. Blog Talk settings. Blog Talk settings. No, I'm sorry. The number down. Settings. Alright.
We're playing music down there and I can't hear it from here, which is fucking excellent.
Yeah.
I put more panels up too, Mo.
Hell yeah.
You're gonna be excited about that.
That was the first thing I noticed.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm gonna put panels over here as well. And over here. Oh, let me get the slider ready. Yo, let's set the show. Let's go at 7 o'clock hard time.
You want to talk about that topic you put in the chat?
Which
first?
Topic?
The one with the Instagram post?
I was going to read that for after hours.
Okay, cool.
Oh, and I came up with new contests for the show, guys, because these niggas keep crying and shit like that. So we'll get,
Reddit. Yeah, you mean Reddit, bro.
Yeah, Reddit. Yeah.
Why do you listen to Reddit, bro?
Because they do have valid critiques.
No, they don't.
Is that the only place they get you find valid critiques?
Because they said that. Here's the thing, and I know why those critiques are coming. These niggas watch whatever, and they watch Unfiltered, and they watch all the other copycats. So if you watch the copycats and you come back to us, of course it's going to be redundant. So what we need to do, what I thought of was like some things that we can do to innovate.
Whatever.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, bro.
And
also, we're adding a new segment with the couples.
Yeah, of course.
Those niggas that are in Reddit, bro, they don't know about production or, for example, podcasts. So they're going to say, oh, I watched it 10 times, so I'm bored. Nigga, the new people watching it are like, wow, this is crazy. This is amazing.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that we can't make it still really good.
But you change it for people that already watched your show versus newcomers.
But the newcomers are going to enjoy the new shit, too.
Yeah, but they will, but what are you going to change about the show?
Well, let me go through it, fag.
Okay.
So... Jenga, but when we do the Jenga, only the girl that pulls the answers, and those are all fan questions. Rate 1 to 10, but we're going to have makeup wipes here, and the girl's like, you really think you're, what do you rate yourself 1 to 10 with no makeup on? Oh, I'm. Are you naturally beautiful? Oh, prove it. Here's makeup wipes, and then have her do that shit on air. Next is phone calls, but whether it's an ex-boyfriend or do you think he's really your friend, call him right now. But what we're going to do is, instead of having them set up whatever, I'm going to pull her off air. Icy's going to get her phone and then instruct her what she needs to do. And then we can continue on the show. Then she brings her back and we run it. Then wife material Instagram, we do that as well. The delusion calculator, obviously. We're going to do a new and improved spin the wheel. I got a new spin the wheel that's coming in. Smash or pass. As you can see, we got this thing right here. And we can also use this shit for yes or no.
Yeah.
Instead of having the girls raise their hand, I notice when I tell them raise their hand, they're fucking retarded.
Yeah, they're
just stupid bitches, man. So I have to have it where it's visual and it's easy to see. And we can do it like where we say, hey, smash or pass this guy, smash or pass this guy, right?
Or us.
And then we can also do, this one might be crazy, monkey, but with us. We go on monkey, kind of like chat roulette.
Oh, yeah.
But with this panel here.
That'd be dope.
And then do that. And then also spinning game with the mic. I want to start doing the.
Too random.
Well, the thing.
Let me finish, Beckett.
Omegle.
And then, well, Omegle, they might pull their dicks out.
But we have to filter regardless.
Monkey, so, it's way more.
Yes.
Yeah, you can. Because you won't share screen until they'll see us, but we don't see them. You can filter it. And then after hours in real life with Sneeko, with the backpack shit. And then also. Couples therapy, which we're doing.
I see two couples max.
Yeah, max, yep. After hours in real life with Sneeko, couples therapy, monkey, Spinning Game with the Mic. I want to bring that segment back, especially now that we have these new camera angles and it's way better quality, where we have you pretend to be a girl or me be a girl and have the girls pick us up. So we could do that again. I got mic 16 and 15 here for that. And then also, this one is crazy. We set up a table in like Brickell City Center or Brickell Village, and it says,
like
women
Crowder?
Deserve less, prove me wrong, like Crowder does.
Okay.
And then we'll just sit there and let them come, and we'll debate them and set that shit up and do an IRL live.
You might need a permit.
That was something that I was thinking about, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we could do it without any type of like...
But I think this is all fresh concepts that we can start using.
Yeah.
I was going to do the after hours. I wanted to do an after hours shit with Sneeko today, but he's in L.A.
Yeah.
So. And then also I want to bring Sneeko and Neon on and do a show.
Yeah, that'd be hard.
Yep. So those are some concepts. So I think we can do it. A lot of these things we've already done.
Yeah.
But what I was talking about Icy. I'm going to have Icy be more involved, or the girls in the back. Oh, I also got a lie detector.
A real one?
A real one. But here's the thing with the real lie detector. What time is it? 6. We got 2 minutes. Bills, you ready? Yeah, no worries. We got 2 minutes. The lie detector, though, the only problem with the lie detector is this. We're muted, right? And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Air Podcast, man. It's Call-In Show Friday, man. So, no intro, as you guys know. We're working on a new one right now with the new studio and everything else like that. Hope you guys enjoy some of the visuals here, man. We've been making some really serious production upgrades.
Look at
you guys
are
doing it, man. Got the background, new cameras, new lighting, and yeah, man. We followed some of your. I listened to some of your critiques, man. Brought the table a little bit closer, tighter shot, etc. But yeah, I guess we can go over some updates. Then we're gonna go ahead and get some calls in. It's the number of calls to the show was 515-605-9740. Again, that number is 515-605-9740. It's right there at the bottom of the screen. If you guys want to cut the line and be able to speak to us sooner, go ahead and donate on fnfsuperchat.com, and you will go ahead and skip the line. And then we'll try to get some free callers as well. But obviously, the people that donate to the show get prioritized, and thank you so much for supporting. And then like the video on your way in, guys. We're live on Rumble, Twitch, YouTube, all the platforms that you guys are used to us on. And then, as usual, we're going to cut it down and just be on Rumble and YouTube.
Today's Friday, man.
Yeah, today's Friday.
About to be the weekend. We had a great week, great guests as well. And I got to say, man, Steve's looking crazy. So, Sheldon Myron, Bills, Mo. But update for you. What's up with Mo?
I'm making new additions every single day, man. New panels, updating the green room. So, and guys, I bought some more cameras. I bought some more cameras. So you guys are going to see a few new angles, and you guys are going to see some better quality on some of the other angles that we have, right? For some of these angles, like this one, for example, we got a Sony FX3, right? Cinema line. So I'm going to put a few more cinema cameras. And, you know, we take the production serious, guys. Like I said, new studio. And then I got another special announcement I'll make for y'all later on in the show. But sorry, go ahead, Fresh.
I was going to say, if we can go last for updates. We'll let Mo and Bills go first.
Yeah, please. Yeah, go ahead. Bills, take it away first, man. What's going on new with you?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? You guys know my name is Jay Bills. I'm a musician, a songwriter, artist as well. I'm currently working on a drum kit for free. It's going to be an ultimate drum kit. It's going to be the only drum kit that you need. I just decided to give something back to the musician producer community. So I'm going to do that. I've been working on that diligently. Also been trying to work on always making 3 beats a day, going to the gym every day, reading a chapter a day, mind, body, soul, just staying very diligent on, you know, the grind, staying consistent. Everything is about consistency. It's okay to
And you quit weed?
Yes, absolutely. Of course.
There you go, man. That's a W right there.
And he's there wearing merch.
Yeah.
Where's the merch, man?
Yeah.
Repping the merch.
Okay.
You know? So just staying focused, you know, and just being hardworking, just like the Fresh Fit team. Everyone here works hard, even if you see it on or off the cameras. I promise you, everyone here works hard.
There you go.
Cool.
Mo! Yo, I am currently at 385, so it's 115 pounds down. So, actually want to tell a special story that I actually had just came from the clothing store because I'm going to be getting myself to Donovan's wedding. I had found out that my clothes that I had at home are too big for me, and I had to end up – I'm normally – because you guys know I've started at 64 pant size,
and now I'm at 48. I had just bought the new ones that came in. It's going to be 46. It was interesting seeing when I was at the clothing store, and don't worry, I won't take too long. It was interesting when I was at the clothing store. I was so used to, like, before Fresh and Fit, I was so used to buying, like, 60s and stuff. Like, I could have only went to 60s, or I had to, like, had to freaking buy, like, order online so they can be coming in and delivered. But now I can go straight to the store, and now I'm looking at the 40s because I can't even look at the 50s anymore. I used to look at the 60s, and I was only subjected to just the 60s. But now I can't even do 50s because now the 50s is too big for me. And it felt so freaking great. Even the guy at the store, because he sees me all the time, well, pretty often, and he was noticing. He was like, man, because he was like, okay, there was this certain color shirt, and he was like, I don't think that fits. I said, I think it fits. Something tells me that it fits. And I tried it. It just slipped right on. It fit like a glove and some. So I couldn't believe that I could actually fit into the shirt that, because this is a 3X now, because they said he thought I could only fit into the 4X, because every other time I was only able to fit in 5Xs. And then he was looking at a 4X, and he was like, I don't think you could fit in the 3X. I end up fitting in the 3X. So I'm going to be wearing that Sunday at the wedding. And, oh, man, I'm looking good
as
hell.
You're actually able to buy something from a store.
Yeah.
That's a big change, man. I mean, guys, you know, when we first met Mo, he was 500 pounds. You couldn't buy anything in a store, guys. So being able to – and I know it's, you know, we laugh at it or whatever, but that's a huge accomplishment you went from – you couldn't even go into a retail store and buy clothing to now you can go into a retail store and buy clothing. That's a big W.
W-Mo.
And when you're losing weight and you're on the fitness journey, guys, like – things like that, like those little wins, are really important for keeping you motivated, letting you know that, okay, all this effort, all this pain and, you know, discipline I'm exercising, it's going towards something. And you got to give yourself little wins like that. So shout out to you, Big Mo. That's really inspiring. It's really makes me proud as well, you know, for helping you get in shape. And, yeah, man, you guys use Mo as, like, a testament to, like, yo, we're serious about the self-improvement journey. Fresh has lost a bunch of weight as well. I mean, if you guys look at him 3 months ago, he posted on his Instagram, he looked like crap. And he looks like less crap now. So you know what I mean? You know, we really are dedicated to self-improvement here. Chris is also hitting the gym. I don't know if you guys follow him on IG or whatever, but he does late night boxing and stuff like that because we ridicule him and tell him he's a fat POS every single day as well. So trust me, guys, we roast each other and we hold each other accountable as far as like self-improving. We understand that we are a men's self-improvement podcast and that we got to walk it like we talk it. And we take that seriously, right? Whether it's Bill's quitting marijuana and getting serious in the gym, or Mo, you know, continuing on with the weight loss, or me, you know, whether it's self-improving, you know, I told you about my hair transplant, you know, constantly I'm trying to, you know, make sure my aesthetic standpoint, pause, going to the gym, training 2 to 3 times a day. I've been training 2 times a day pretty much for a while now, even with the move, fresh going to the gym and taking that more seriously. We're all trying to self-improve. You guys might not see the incremental changes as quickly as you want, but trust me, we're working behind the scenes, man, and we're doing it in all different endeavors, improving the studio, improving ourselves, and trying to give you all the best experience as well. And I got some new things that I'm going to share with you guys.
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you exactly what we're going to do, but I'm going to share a little bit of information. But you have some first?
Yeah, so we're in the gym working out as well, working on some new guests. But special announcement, we're going to have literally October 28th, the second CEO Network meetup in Miami. Boxer Gym with some celebrities, a bunch of YouTubers as well, streamers as well. Then we're going to do dinner in Brickell. And then for the VIP people of my group, we're going to do a party after. But then after that, November 1st, we're going to have a tour in Colombia that weekend with all the boys pulling up to the Colombia. We're going to do a hike. We're going to do boxing as well, gym session. Then we're going to do lunch. Then we're going to do dinner and a party as well. So we're doing this multiple locations, man. If you want a brotherhood to become better as a man, go to network. And then once again, man, we have in November, someone coming, I just told you, we're working on for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And then some new guests coming end of October.
Yeah. Yeah. And I get it. Like, I know, guys, some of you are like, oh, I don't like these guests that you guys bring on. That's cool. You might not like every single guest
that
we bring on. You might not agree with every single guest that we bring on. But, you know, our goal here is to bring you guys a diverse panel of different guests. You know, for all the criticisms we might get, like, oh, you guys bring the same guests, whatever. I mean, I don't know any other podcast that brings the variety of guests that we bring, whether it's someone like Satan Sinner, who's like a tech whiz. You bring Donovan Sharp, who's the OPIL, you know, OG Red Pill you bring on a guy like Ryan Dawson, you bring on a guy like, you know, Nick, you all know who I'm talking about. You bring on other YouTubers, you bring on Neon, you bring on Sneeko. Like, we're literally touching all, you know, we did an interview with Crowder. We had Tim Pool on here. I don't think there's someone, there's a podcast that brings on more diverse panel of different guests from all different spectrums of content creation.
And I want to say one thing. You may not like the guests themselves, but what they have to say is powerful. You just take what you can learn from them for yourself and apply it. You can get way further ahead in life because I guarantee you, some of you are not where you want to be. So they're where you want to be. So at least listen to what I got to say and then take it in, apply it to yourself and be successful for yourself.
Yeah. So we really are working on trying to get you guys a more diverse panel. You guys asked also, a lot of you guys asked for Candace Owens. Update on that. She is going to come, guys. But as you may or may not know, she's pregnant, guys. She's 8 to 9 months pregnant. So she's going to have a baby anytime now. So more than likely, first quarter of 2024, she's going to come. You know, I've been going back and forth with her people over there at Daily Wire. Shout out to them. Mm-hmm. And she's going to come on, guys. It's just a matter of time. You know, you got to be a little bit patient. But she's very pregnant right now, and obviously she's got to prioritize that. And we'll have her sometime in early 2024.
And we dropped an announcement today on the podcast channel on Instagram. And mine as well, and I think yours. We're going to be doing couples therapy as a regular part of the show.
Yes.
So if you want to come into the show with your girlfriend or your boyfriend, and you're actually a real couple, not a fake couple, you're actually serious, you want help with your relationship, Myron will lay down the law for you. I'll be nice to you somewhat, you know, I'll tell you the truth, but Myron's going to tell you what it is. So hit up Icy and Chris on Instagram. It's tagged in the story.
_ She's So Icy TV or Aaron C. Poxon.
And they're going to test to see if you're a real couple. If you're faking it, they're going to tell you, get out of here. But if you're legit and you want actual help, they got you. So tune into that. It's going to be like twice a month for, you know, we'll test it out, see what it does. And then from there, turn it up. So
And then we have a bunch of other ideas that I'm not going to reveal because people always steal our goddamn ideas. But put it this way.
And they complained, "Oh, Fresh and Fit, where's the regular guys on the show?" Now's your chance, bro. You want to be a regular guy on the show? Come with your girlfriend.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. And, you know, and then obviously have at least 2 to 3 problems that you want to discuss.
Yeah.
Don't come in here and y'all are hunky dory and fantastic. We don't give a fuck. Then that's great. Like you.
Or.
That's fantastic. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't break. Don't, you know, don't fix what's not broken.
You're going to get Frank Castled.
Yeah. But like if you. Yeah. But if you like, you know, bring in 3 problematic areas, it could be something as simple as my girl likes to still go to the club every now and then. Or
she won't follow my commands.
She won't follow. Yeah, she likes
standards.
To dress provocatively.
Yeah.
Or she likes to keep her guy friends around.
Or she
whatever.
Cheated on me.
Yeah. Or
I'm,
some
I'm
shit
still
like
here.
That. Yeah. What some
the fuck?
Shit like that. I don't know. But you need to have a few problematic areas that we can actually discuss. If you guys are doing everything well, then dude, keep doing what y'all doing.
Yeah.
But I came up with 13 new concepts that we're going to use for the show, which I'm not going to reveal right
Tell
now.
Tell them one, man.
Tell them one.
Give them one. For locals only. I'm just kidding. One for them.
One for them.
Yeah. One of the more calm ones, I would say.
Okay. Let me look here because I really have a couple of.
One of the more calm ones.
Be prepared for some IRL stuff.
There you go.
That's what I'll say.
There you go.
Be prepared for some IRL stuff. We're making some moves. But be prepared for some IRL.
And if you don't know what IRL stands for,
In real life. But it's not going to be, you know.
Streaming.
It's going to be streaming. It's going to be in real life, live. But it's going to be with a very strong Fresh and Fit twist. All right? So I'll just leave it there. But we got some ideas that we got. You know, at the end of the day, bro, we are the innovators. There is a burden of performance on us way higher than everyone else. So we're going to continue to innovate, you
and
know,
also with the trends, man.
The trends.
We were the first people in the podcast game to bring girls on to this level and actually have diverse conversations. No one's done this, at least recently.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, we're the pioneers.
Because here's the thing. People forget, man. Like, it's a two-part show. We have a daytime show where we're interviewing guests and talking about making money, getting girls, whatever it may be, the geopolitics, everything, right?
Yeah.
We're bringing guys on, like, you know, Jackson Hinkle all the way to someone like Neon, right? Different spectrums here, like completely different. But and then we're able to bring girls at night. So, and shout out to Jackson Hinkle. I think they canceled his YouTube, which is fucking lame, bro. Like, so go support him on Patreon, guys, and Rumble. Jackson Hinkle, okay? He's very good geopolitical commentator. I don't agree with him on a lot of things. You know, he has his stances on communism or whatever, which I disagree with. But at the end of the day, I respect everyone's freedom of speech, and I think everyone should have a platform to say what they want to say.
Quick side note, this war going on, if you pick a side, my friend, they're going to put you in a box. Once you're in that box, you could kiss the rest of that goodbye.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So, cool. All right. So what I'll do is I'll read some of these chats, guys, and then call into the show, 505-605-9740. Again, the number to call into the show is 505-605-9740. And we're going to go – excuse me. We're going to go ahead and answer your questions. I want some goddamn haters, okay? You guys love talking smack in comments or on Reddit or whatever. Oh. Call into the show. Give us your gripe, you know, and we can have a discussion. I'm happy to do that. Okay, so let me get my glasses on because I'm blind, guys. Sorry.
Okay, Leon VRP says, it's hilarious to me that some people are after Fresh. They want a team full of Tom Brady's, forgetting
that you have defense.
You have defense, midfield, attack to have a functioning team. But by the way, how Zulia is doing, Mo? Fire song, Brev.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We got here.
And it's doing really good. Thank you.
Arthur goes, Time Bucks. Myron, have you thought about making a streaming setup in another room in the studio? You can do solo streams and have potentials to be a huge as solo streamer. But to be honest, Fresh is dead weight. You can be great, bro.
That's funny.
I don't know how many fucking times I have to say this shit, but let me remind you guys, okay? We started this together. We ended together. I'm not fucking going anywhere, all right? You guys, I don't know what the fuck is going on with people, right, where people literally sit there and say, Myron, you're loyal to a fault. You're loyal to a fault, blah, blah, blah. Mm. When did it become a fault to be loyal to people? What the fuck is going on? Like, this is, like, you, some of you younger guys, you Gen Zers, I don't understand this mindset of, oh, I'm going to go ahead and change up what I need to do, or I'm going to change up my stance on people that helped me from the beginning because those, I don't think those people align with me anymore, blah, blah, blah. It's like, bro, we started together. We're going to end together. You be good to people that are good to you. Like, I don't get it. Like, y'all get mad. You break Donovan Sharp on Troy, John from On Left Dating, Rollo Tomasi, blah, blah, blah. Bro, if it weren't for them, y'all wouldn't have me. Like, I'm not going to become successful and then forget the people that helped me get in that position to be successful. Okay. Like Fresh is a critical component to the show. He's brought guests on that propelled us and allowed us to have the momentum to move forward where you guys see us now. He did a bunch of marketing behind the scenes that put us in this position. So I'm not going to turn my back on him. I'm not going to turn my back on Mo. Mo came in as an audio engineer when Trey decided to leave us high and dry. Okay. Chris quit his job and quit everything that he was doing to do Fresh and Fit and help us unpaid for months.
Yep.
Okay. Bills came in when we needed a producer to run Streamlabs and after we got demonetized, okay? People are going to sit there and be cool with you and hang out with you and help you out when it benefits them. But the real question is, are people going to come in and help you when it doesn't fucking benefit them, okay? And if someone comes in and helps you when it doesn't benefit them, those are people you keep close to.
Yeah.
Okay? So for all you young boys out there that say, oh, I'm just going to do what's best for me, and if I got to, you know, stab people in the back or walk away from people that helped me out when they didn't have to, that's the problem with people nowadays. People say masculinity is dying. A tenet of masculinity is staying loyal to the people that helped you before you were fucking somebody. I don't know what the fuck is going on with you young boys or you weirdos that think it's appropriate to turn your back on people, but that's not the fucking cloth I'm cut from. If I die this way, I'll die this way. It is what it is. But it's Fresh and Fit, period. Okay? Like, I don't want to make it a Bad Boys movie where we ride together, we die together, but that's what the fuck it is. If you don't like it, fuck you. Seriously, get the fuck out of here. I'm not leaving Fresh. I'm tired of you motherfuckers every single fucking day. Yo, bro, go solo, blah, blah, blah. Y'all niggas want to see me solo? Go to Fed Reacts. Boom, there you go. And I will make another streaming studio for Fed Reacts. But as far as Fresh and Fit goes, that is a priority. I'm not leaving. The show's going to get better. That's the way it fucking goes. All right? Like, get the fuck out of here with that
shit. I'm
not
fucking leaving.
That's real.
The show goes on.
Like, it's incredible to me how so many people, like, are so quick to leave those that helped them out. And oh, well, Myron, you're loyal to people that might not necessarily be loyal back to you. I don't give a fuck because I am who I am, okay? Mm-hmm. I am who I am. I behave the way that I'm going to behave regardless of how the fuck other people are going to react. I am loyal. That's how I fucking move, okay? That's just how it goes. You guys say dumb shit. Oh, Andrew Tate, he didn't even shut you guys up, blah, blah, blah. He actually did.
Interesting.
And I actually called, I told him, I was like, yo, you didn't have to shout us out on that Tucker interview. This is not, I get it optically, like, you might not, it might not be a good idea to associate with guys that kick girls off the show when you're facing the charges that you're facing. But he did it anyway. Okay?
Like, we've had conversations off air. People say the dumb shit that they do. You guys don't know what the fuck is going on a lot of times behind the scenes.
Yeah, they don't. I just find it funny because a couple years ago, we were off to the races, me and Myron, Chris, and then we were putting out hella content 7 days a week, nonstop. And then all of a sudden, success came around, and everything is an issue. When in reality speaking, we give our life to this show. So I think on some level, have some respect for us, man, because we put in the work to be here. So to say, oh, one person is better than the other, on some level, I understand what you're saying, but like, bro, this is our show, man. Like, what's the issue?
Like, it just baffles me how, like, there's no level of loyalty or helping the people that put you in a position to be successful in the first place. Like, I just don't get it, bro. I don't know what's up with that. Like, and here's the other thing, too.
Well,
the whole reason why I'm going to beat the shit out of Abba if I ever see him in a boxing ring is because of his lack of loyalty and lack of respect.
Integrity.
Lack of integrity, which he runs around and says, I have integrity. No, you fucking don't, which is why you need to get punched in the face for it, right? So I would never go to someone's place and then talk shit about them after. There's been YouTubers that we collaborated with that I don't like right now or I dislike or whatever. Y'all ain't going to see me make a video on them. Like talking shit. We've never made a video talking shit about someone first. They always start it.
First, yeah.
Every single time, they always start it. Because in the showbiz and YouTube and content creation, there is no loyalty. There is no allegiance. When everyone was coming for Sneeko, we defended him. And what happens? Sneeko's helped us out a lot.
Actually, I can say without a shadow of a doubt, we actually are one of the only YouTubers I know that respect across the board. Because
yes,
everyone has come to our podcast studio or interacted with us, they can say, yo, Fresh and Fit are some real ass niggas.
Yep.
And to say that for everybody that's come to the podcast, you can't fake that shit.
That means something. Yeah. I will go ahead and take it where people say, yo, these dudes are good guys. They're genuine guys. I respect them. I'll take that over a million other subscribers.
Yeah.
Fame isn't everything. Money isn't everything. Let me be very fucking clear about that stuff. It really isn't, guys. Because if we were just in the game of we want to make money, blah, blah, blah.
We could do gambling.
Y'all will see us doing gambling
do
streams.
So much other shit.
Y'all will see us doing
fans management.
Yo.
Everything. Yo, we could make billions, bro.
But
we don't.
Literally lost millions of dollars because of our loyalty, but it's fine because I look at it like all money isn't good money.
Yeah.
All right? So I get it. Oh, yo, you guys fresh suck. Bro, it is what it is. You guys can have your critiques. You guys can have your criticisms. Just because you don't see everything that Fresh does doesn't necessarily mean he's not doing a bunch of stuff behind the scenes helping out, man. But, yeah, I don't know. It's
almost like I need to brag about what I do to be sufficient for some people. And it's like, bro, I'm not going to brag about what I do. But you're going to see it here on the podcast table.
Yeah, you'll see
when
it.
They pull
you'll
up.
See it, yeah.
It's what it is, man.
But
and even now, like, I'm in the gym with my speech. It's like, bro, like, it's not going to happen overnight, but it's happening slowly but surely. So
you're better
is,
off people if keeping people close to you that were there when you were a fucking nobody then aligning yourself with new people that might be able to help you to a higher degree, but they'll leave you as soon as something happens.
Yeah.
It is what it is, man. It's just amazing to me how people say integrity, 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 and then it's like we exercise that integrity. Oh, what the fuck? What the fuck?
But I like to see someone do my job better than me. I swear to God. Like, it's funny because, like, obviously the podcast part, I get that part. I'm working on that as well. But the shit I do behind the scenes, incredible work. So I think people underestimate what I do, and it's fine. You
and they can't see it, so it's
difficult
see it, for them to.
But everyone here knows what I do, and if I was in any way a weak link, I'll be gone. But again, loyalty and the work I put in makes sense, and it helps the podcast. So on some level, you don't see what I did from the very beginning, but I put my life on the line for this podcast, bro. So people that want me gone, I'm not fucking leaving, bro. So it's what it is. Say what you got to say.
Yeah. Yeah, they're always going to hate, man.
Yeah. So
and
you know what? I'm going to buy another car for you motherfuckers, man. You haters in the chat? Oh, Fresh, you're going to buy another Lamborghini? I actually might buy another Lamborghini. For taxes, though. here we go.
What do we got here? Next one. But you know what, bro? Go ahead, call into the show. Tell us how Fresh is useless. Yeah, 505-605-9740. Call into the show, man.
Break it down.
Want to hear what you had to say.
Yeah.
What else do we got here?
Let's see. We have Willie D says, is the DMs on demand content still applicable today? Of course, bro. Instagram is not. It's still here right now. And you know what's funny about Instagram? People are not realizing that it's a dating app as well. They're just realizing, you know what? I can DM girls or I can DM guys for, you know, relationships. And it's possible.
Absolutely.
We talked about this like months ago.
Yeah.
Like years ago. So
we need to re-release it. We just been really busy. Like I said, bro, guys, Our main thing isn't to sit here and sell
money.
Courses and make money off of that stuff. Like
we could, but we don't.
Yeah, we try not to. If anything, we might affiliate market every now and then, but we don't even push like our stuff like that, man.
We don't.
Drop some lines of Zulia for the people, Mo. Check out his music. Yeah, guys, check out his music. He has a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going. This isn't Telemundo.
Yeah. Can I get a bell for Anthony Blinken, a U.S. foreign minister? Who's that?
Okay, I don't know.
I don't know, bro.
The Department of Defense, I think you missed it, Bills.
I missed one?
Yeah, the Department of Defense said 77% of American youth don't qualify for military service. That is terrible.
Damn.
Bro, I mean, men are becoming weak, bro. Like, it's literally, like, you guys think it's just, like, me talking about, like, the lack of loyalty, whatever. Your mindset dictates your actions. So, if you're going to be a conniving snake that's willing to go ahead and bite the people that help you in the first place, well, you're probably not going to go to the gym. You're probably not going to be disciplined. You're probably not going to eat correctly. You're probably not going to ensure that you get enough sleep and do the things and observe the actions outside of the gym that's required to become successful. Like, it's no wonder that if you look at guys that are, you know, 18 to 30 years old nowadays, right, that were born in the early 2000s, a lot of you guys are fucking pussies, man.
Yeah.
A lot of you guys are fucking pussies because – and they say masculinity is dying. A big reason why masculinity is dying is because it starts in the mindset first. Little things with being loyal to those that helped you out in the first place, sticking by your guns, standing 10 toes down on your belief system regardless how people feel, going to the gym, being disciplined, saying fuck mainstream society and what the fuck they think. I'm going to do what's best for me. I'm going to go ahead and go out there and make money. I don't necessarily need to go ahead and follow the trends of going to college. I can go ahead and adopt the trade. I'm going to become successful. I'm going to work those hours. Like, that is a lost art nowadays. Like, the reality is this. A lot of you guys aren't going to be YouTubers and TikTokers like a lot of y'all want to do.
Yeah.
Some of you guys are going to have to work in manual industry. Some of you guys are going to have to do law enforcement. Some of you guys have to do military, whatever. We need to bring back masculinity, and it's from a mindset perspective. It's not just a physical perspective because the mind controls the hands, which then control the body, and then the body changes based off of the mind.
And also, you guys forget, like, you need a team because you can have a lone wolf doing his own thing, but at the same time, having a network of people that actually care about you and want to help you move forward is incredible because you don't know everything yourself. You need help on some level. So make a phone call. You have a good network. And again, that's becoming that's you being a good person. One, having integrity, and also as well having a value yourself. So I mean, on some level, female niggas, man, need to work on yourself because on some level, if you don't understand what's going to happen next for yourself, you need a team. And with a team, they can help you grow, exceed your current level of work, and as well expand. So it goes a long way, man. Gym, mindset, money, success, network, all together, you need that. No matter who you are in the world, everyone needs that. And if you say you're a lone wolf, kudos to you, bro. But on some level, you need help. So it's what it is. Our next chat.
All right. We got here. Okay, Jose goes, advice on where to start educating myself before buying my first firearm. Go to shooting range, bro, and get with a firearms instructor and have them teach you. Like, pay the money and like, have them go one-on-one with you and teach you how to properly shoot, dry fire, all that stuff. DeGranel donate $5. I appreciate that. And, guys, just so you know, I think it's 10 and up? Yeah, 10
and up,
guys, will actually show your message, okay? Thaddeus206 goes, y'all the goats, Big Mo, throw me in, baby. All right.
He was
he's on the phone lines?
Yeah, all
right.
But I got him.
Okay.
He has another super chat.
Good.
Okay, cool. And then we got here Albanian Blood. $10 goes, hi, I'm 23, just graduated from a fire architecture major, got my license in New York, I'm debt-free, 100K saved up, what should my next move be? Well, 100K
in New York
might be tough for you. You might need more than that to go ahead and get into real estate, but you could definitely probably get an FHA loan, bro. So pick up a duplex, triplex, or a fourplex with a FHA loan, my friend. That's what I would do if I were you. You might not be able to live in a city and live that cool lifestyle. You might have to go buy outside, like in Yonkers or something like that. Even that might be expensive. But
Or move
to another state where it's cheaper. Southern Connecticut is a good market. That's where I've been buying some property. So look into that as well. We got here. Thaddeus goes, y'all the goats, Big Mo. We got that one?
I got him.
Okay. And then we got here. The guests this week have been great. Marquette killed it. And the boys Wednesday were on point. And Brother Fresh, ignore the hate. You're admiring Scottie Pippen. That's how you win championships with a great team. God bless you all. Best Men's Podcast. Yeah, absolutely, man.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate that.
Super Hacker goes, Fresh, we're with you. You don't mess with the original band members. You guys are awesome. Chad, Sydney, Bleed Purple.
All right.
Don DeMarco.
Yeah,
Don
I appreciate DeMarco. That, my friend. Too.
Appreciate that, bro.
Don DeMarco.
There's a $5 one.
Yeah, bro. Like, we've literally, like, it's amazing how you guys, like, say, oh, admire, let's go solo, leave everybody. Bro, we've went to war together. You know what I mean? When 30 YouTube channels were coming in and attacking us and all the other bullshit and people making crazy allegations that aren't true or whatever, like, when you go through the shit that we've went through, people backstabbing us, people stealing our concepts and starting their own podcast, people going ahead and lying on us, saying a bunch of shit that used to work for us.
Ex-workers,
like,
yeah.
Bro, I don't, like, in three, we've only been on YouTube for about, it's going to be 3 years on the 24th. We'll be the third 3 year anniversary of our thing.
Yeah.
Getting strikes, getting hit with all different types of things, getting hit with demonetization, getting attacked by everyone. Like,
and move to, as a company itself, to kind of like evade certain things. Like, you don't do that like randomly.
Yeah.
You need a team for that.
You need a team for that. And you guys are fucking crazy if you think I'm going to leave the guys that were with me when we were literally going to war. Like, seriously, man. Like, that, what? Like, why do y'all think,
bro?
Yo,
it's funny because niggas like, yo, Fresh, it looks so easy. Like, you have so much fun, nigga. Cause I put in the work, bro. Like, you didn't see behind when I'm stressing behind the scenes, talking to people, having to like literally spend days with people because I'm trying to figure out
what's death threats
for the podcast. Death threats, for example. Oh, you're fresh and fit. You can't come into this location just cause I'm fresh and fit, bro. It's crazy. So it's like, on some level, like, you don't see what happens behind the scenes, but our whole movement itself, Fresh and Fit, we had to pivot, had to do certain things.
And there's people still talking shit now. Like, two years after the fact, still like, making videos talking shit about us. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, bro, we ignored y'all for years, and then you guys want to continue on. Losers like Officer Tatum, losers like Abba and Preach. Like, they're still talking shit years later, calling us fraud still. And it's like, bro, what the fuck? Like, at some point, like, you can ignore them, but then at some point, it's like, all right, you know what, dude? You got to face some consequences for your actions. That's why I told Officer Tatum's fat ass, you want to come here and have a discussion on how we're frauds or why you don't necessarily know what the fuck you're talking about when it comes to advising men in the modern day dating place?
Yeah.
Sure, let's have a discussion on it. Abba, I'm at fist with him now, you know, and he's a pussy. He hasn't come to Florida since, and he hasn't said a word. He hasn't responded to my fight challenge because he knows I'll beat the shit out of him, right? And even, honestly, bro, let's do it. Like, let's fucking box. Let's fucking put the gloves on and fight.
He'll be the judge.
Set it up.
Yeah.
Set it up. Don't point it off on Preach. I'll fight him too. I don't give a fuck at this point anymore. One of y'all needs to get punched in the face. You guys have made 30 videos on us at this point. It's ridiculous. We've made one response and we got hit with a strike for it because you went ahead and got your fans to go ahead and report our video. And I know for a fact he had his fans do it because he got mass reported.
Yeah, it did. It's funny because I met a girl today.
One response video, strike, video taken down. You made 30 videos. You know what, dude? You need to get punched 30 times.
So I'm leaving the gym, right? I meet this girl at the gym. She's like, oh, you're fresh and fit. Aren't you canceled? I'm like, nah, we're still shooting. She's like, oh, I've been pretty sad that you guys are canceled. I'm like, bro.
Dog, like, no, we're not.
Bro,
what the fuck?
And that is exactly why he needs to put the gloves on and get in the ring and stop talking shit.
Yeah, let's fight it out. Let's box like gentlemen, okay? And let's see what happens.
Of course,
let's go, bro. I know you're fat, you're out of shape. We could go 5 rounds. We could go 3 rounds, whatever the fuck it is. But you, at some point, bro, you got to box up. You got to suit up and fight, man. You got to fight, bro.
Will you though?
You got to fight.
Will he?
Like, he won't. He's a bitch. He's gonna throw it off on Preach, retarded ass. And I don't know Preach. I've never met him. They're over here doing stand up shows, talking shit about us. One of y'all got to fight, bro, at this point. I don't even care. If I got to fight Preach's fat ass, cool. But that shows how much of a bitch you are.
And what do they lack? Integrity.
They absolutely lack integrity. Yeah. And here's the thing. I told Destiny, set it up. We can have a face-to-face discussion.
Because they said that we ran.
He declined. We're not running now. Where y'all at? We hit our million subscribers. We hit our goals. Let's do it. Let's fucking fight.
Yeah.
Stop talking shit. Let's fucking fight.
They won't.
Put the gloves on. Bob, he's gonna fucking try to pawn it off on Preach.
He's gonna bob and weave.
He's gonna pawn it off. Well, Preach will fight you.
He won't do it.
Loser, man.
I'm nigga scared.
He won't. It was talking shit, saying, "Oh, you guys ran from the fight." No, you fight, bro. You're the one that's putting your dumbass guy into talking all the shit. You're the one that's making the videos. You're the one doing everything you can.
Let's make it even better. Shit. I'll take Preach. You take Abba. Or vice versa.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
There you go.
There you go.
That's how
challenge
much.
Set.
That's there you go. You
challenge
can fight
set.
Preach. The real thing is people just want to see me beat the shit out of Abba. That's what they want.
There you go.
Because you need to get beat up, bro, at this point. You're a slithering piece of shit snake, and you need to get fucked up.
And it's crazy. Everyone knows.
Everyone knows.
But they're scared
I
to say
will
it.
Absolutely kill him.
They're
everybody
to say
knows.
It,
Everybody knows.
Yeah. Sad.
Fucking losers, man. And that's the thing. You know, the other reason, too, why he needs to get beat up? Because we need to show young men out there that there are consequences to talking shit about people. Right? Mm-hmm. There's a reason why we don't start beefs with people. And you guys look, all the reaction channels that talk shit about us, we never started it. Never. We've never started it.
Yeah, no one.
Because growing up as a kid, I understood. Well, if I talk shit about people, there's a potential for violence. So I'm not going to do it. But these guys want to sit here and yap their mouths on the internet, blah, blah, blah. Cool. Do it. But back it up with your fists.
I know one person that backed it up. Saint the Sinner.
Yeah.
That nigga don't play, bro. God damn.
Yeah, man. He won't do it. Like, stop making reaction videos and box. Or stop making the videos.
Yeah.
And then I'm done. I'm good. But 30-plus videos now at this point, bro. 30-plus videos.
Well, to be fair, I mean, they need money, so.
God, you know,
they can make
some
videos off of us. They need money.
All
it's
right.
Okay.
Yeah, man. But at this point, it's starting to get crazy. All right. Well, what do we got here?
We have Trey's J1 says his phone number, last four of it. Who else?
And just so y'all know, Fresh don't even fight.
I don't, but I will this
he
time.
He'll get in the ring and fight just to see Abba get fucking beat up.
Yeah, I will. Nick says, hey, Fresh and Fit, keep up the great content. Question for Myron. Since you were a D1 athlete, do you have any advice on how to not overthink and keep self-confidence before competitions and also when having an injury? So, since we're D1.
Yeah, so what I used to do, bro, is so when I was an athlete, right, Northeastern, our biggest rival was Boston University, right? And everything that we did was always fuck BU, right? So when we used to do our training, we'd scream fuck BU. When we used to run stadiums, fuck BU. When we used to do the erg, running, everything, bro, lifting weights, fuck BU. And like, you literally had to have
turn
it in your mind.
Fuel.
Yeah, you turn the hate into fuel is what I did. That's why do you guys think I'm so confident I'm going to beat the shit out of Abba if I ever see him in a boxing ring? Because I've been training. I'm literally going to kill him, right? But that's how you need to use that. Yeah, I'm going to kill him in the ring, I mean.
Yeah.
Right? He's got to sign the waiver first, of course. But, but you have to have it in your mind where you have to have a hatred. Me personally, what I do is I have a hatred for my opponent, and that I use that as fuel. I take that hatred and I contort it and use it as fuel to continue on. All the copycats, all the haters, et cetera, you guys looking at the studio, damn, the studio is really nice. That came from me saying, fuck the competition. We will not lose. We're going to remind everyone why we're the best. So I contort the opponent, that fear, to hatred. Then I use that hatred as fuel.
Mm.
And it'll help you with competition.
I mean,
I think it's a healthy way to do it. You know, what else? Oh, and then as far as injury goes, bro. Okay. When it comes to injuries, work around it, right? So, like, I remember I broke my hand when I was rowing in college. But what I did was to stay in shape as I still ran. I still ran hills. I still did conventional running. I did stadiums. I did the bike, et cetera. I did one-arm movements, right? So work around the injury, but understand that you don't want to aggravate it because the worst thing you want to do is, like, hurt yourself again and then set yourself back
even
more.
Further, yeah.
Okay? So you got to be intelligent and work around the injury. And not re-aggravate it. You know, if they say 6 months in a cast, not 6 months, 6 weeks in a cast, wait that 6 weeks, get it back, because you don't want to be at 80%, hurt yourself, and then now you're back down to 60%, you can't perform. Like, and when you're at the 80%, wait that extra 20, get back to like 90 to 100, and so you can actually compete again and do your full output. All right. But train around it, cross-train.
Free my boy Fresh. People who don't see the work Fresh does, then say he doesn't do anything for the pod. It's the same as when girls say they don't need a man, then disregard all the jobs men do to make their lives easier. That's a fact, man. Puerto Rock says, Fresh and Fit, Real Hasta La Muerta. Is that? To the death.
To the death.
There you go. Wyron says, love the show, but if we preach masculinity, shouldn't Fresh acknowledge that Fresh is not meant to be a podcaster? It's just not in him. He should step down as a man knowing he holds Myron back, stay behind the scenes network, leave the screen. Well, that's your opinion, my friend. And Dub says,
if anything, I think Fresh relates to a lot of people. A lot of guys have issues with stuttering, maybe with, you know, being able to convey themselves in a certain way. Like, y'all should look at it and see, like, what is possible, right? Versus, like, look, oh, bro, you shouldn't even be here, blah, blah, blah. Like, Fresh is a regular guy. He's under 6 feet tall. He's not the best-looking dude. Pause. You
know,
I'm not.
I know,
yeah,
I'm
you
not,
know
bro.
What I'm saying?
But, hey, right, that's what it is.
If anything, I think he's a lot more relatable than me, right? Hmm. So, if anything, y'all should look at it like, damn, that's what's possible. Like he's doing it. Why the fuck can't I?
See, that mirror image of them looking at me and themselves
pisses them off.
It pisses them off, bro. I've come to the fact that no matter what I do, they're gonna hate. However, some that realize what I do behind the scenes as well and actually see the value in me, they learn and they improve. Like my network, all the guys in there improving, making money, making deals, making connections, and they're doing pretty well right now. And again, they took a chance on me to see the value in me, and I give it back to them 100%. So it's the way it is, bro.
Give value, add value.
Yeah. Haters gonna hate.
So yeah, it is what it is.
End up.
FNF wouldn't be FNF without Fresh. Don't listen to the weirdos. Most of us appreciate you, bro. W Fresh out to you, M Dub.
Thank you, bro.
We got here. F the haters. Keep spinning like Jada from the Garden Myron. Fresh is SP. Keep leading from the front, fellas. FNF to the moon. Let's go. Thank you, man. My
Thank
friend.
You,
all right, let's hit the phone lines. 505-605-9740. And then from this point forward, guys, we're gonna read
20 and up.
Oh yeah, and Don DeMarco for 25. Don DeMarco, $100.
That's love,
keep spinning like Jada from the Garden Myron. Fresh is SP. I would say he's talking about Jada Kiss and Styles P.
Oh, Styles P.
So
yeah, and it's funny because like I know my role, man. I'm not trying to outshine Myron or become Myron. I'm trying to be myself. But at the same time, assist Michael Jordan.
Yeah, man. The reason why I am able to convey myself the way that I do and do the things that I do is because I have a fantastic support system with Fresh, with Chris. I mean, like, just little things like, you know, between the Chris maybe doing certain camera cuts to put things in a certain way, Bill's using certain running the Streamlabs, Mo accentuating the mics, a different thing. Like, there's so many different little things going on, guys, behind the scenes that you might not see that make the show better, that make me shine, that, you know. But the thing that sucks is that you guys might don't see the guys in the back that are propping me up to look good,
yeah.
Right? It's not just me. What the fuck? Like, I'm not special. It's just that I'm able to have a good team around me to make me look a certain way, which is great. You know what I mean? And you got to appreciate the team, bro. There is no I in team.
Facts.
Seriously. So yeah. All right. So go ahead. You have something
real quick. Locals.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
Chris, the cleaner, says to all the losers in Rumble, chat thing is dumb to donate to millionaires. Quit being a loser. Get your money up. So that giving money to causes you believe in doesn't financially matter. WFNF, broken losers who can't afford $5 sub. Also, chat quit trying to break up the Beatles. The team is straight winning. Those losers hating have never done anything with their life. Don't waste thoughts on them. There aren't people worth thinking about. Facts, bro. I agree 100%.
Big up and thank you again.
And W
100
for Chris the cleaner, bro. $100. Don DeMarco. Listen. He made a very good point there. People complain about subbing to Rumble for $5. Bro, if that is you, my friend, you have a problem. Because if you can't do $5 to support people that you watch all the time, that's on you, bro. I mean, honestly, $5 to support your favorite supporters? Sorry, your favorite YouTubers?
Bro,
I mean,
here's
that's crazy,
the thing.
Bro.
Y'all want to hear some? That $5 doesn't even go to us.
It doesn't.
That's for Rumble.
Exactly.
So
no, it's locals. Locals.
Like, locals. Yo, oh, the locals are we
that
talking?
Was,
no.
That was locals.
No, that was a local. That was a local support.
$5.
But he's talking about people subscribing on Rumble for $5.
Yeah.
Guys, we don't see that money. That goes to Rumble.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys, like, maybe living under a rock or whatever, but YouTube is out here demonetizing people for anything.
Yeah.
They demonetize us. They demonetize Russell Brand for an allegation. Nothing concrete for an allegation. Guys,
so you're
like
supporting
censorship,
free speech.
Yes.
Literally.
Censorship is real.
The Rumble.
Hey, maybe you might not like us that much. Cool. You know what? Donate the $5. You want to know why? Because you might like Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
You might like Sneeko. You might like Steven Crowder. You might like Ryan Dawson. You might like Nick Fuentes. You might like
Dan Bongino. Yeah.
You might like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah.
These guys are all on Rumble, guys.
Russell Brand.
You don't have to like us. That's cool. But you need to like Rumble and free speech because Rumble is the last batch of free speech. Just so y'all niggas know, quick announcement. There's no free speech on Kick. Look at their updated terms and service.
Yeah, bro. Had to update it.
Terms of service. Literally.
Yep.
Kick is no longer free speech. Ooh. They now have hate speech on their fucking terms of service. It's only going to get worse.
And that's when you have all sponsors, stockholders to make a choice for you. Look, on some level, Rumble is holding the front because, dude, to be companies of that size to take the hit that they take, bro, you're supporting free speech whenever you donate to them.
Yeah.
So honestly speaking,
you could hate us
for us.
That's fine. But that $5, that's going to Rumble.
Yeah.
I don't care if you subscribe to us for $5 or you subscribe to Andrew for $5 or Sneeko or anybody.
Yeah.
But you need to support Rumble.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling y'all, bro, if you guys don't support Rumble, we're going to be left with what we had before, only YouTube. And we know what happens when that happens.
Yeah. It's going to suck.
Censorship, etc.
You're going to have a one-sided story.
You're gonna
only.
Yeah.
You won't be able to talk about certain topics. So, bro, I mean,
I guarantee you, bro.
I don't know what to say. Like, bro.
Like, if you can't afford $5, bro, to be honest, you're watching us.
You shouldn't be watching us.
You should be watching us, bro.
Watch the Money Monday and go make more money.
One Money Monday should have changed your life, bro. If it didn't change your life at this point, I don't know what to tell you, bro. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. I don't even give a shit about Castle Club. Take the $5.
Yeah.
You know, don't subscribe to Castle Club. Subscribe to Rumble. $5.
Or do both.
Or do both if you can.
If you support us,
it's
like
$25.
Do both, bro.
Do both. But more importantly,
bro,
I would rather y'all put the money to Rumble,
bro,
than to us.
I was making at Chick-fil-A $7 an hour. I took a big chunk of my paycheck to pay my mentor to go to a workshop. I was broke for like 2 months, bro. I was broke. But I did it, and that one encounter changed my entire life direction. So, I mean, on some level, bro, $5 is too much for you? Bro, what the fuck are you doing? $5? Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, you buy coffee with that shit.
Yeah.
And it's done. One coffee and it's done.
And here's the thing, bro. I've said it before. I've said it again. You guys don't have to donate a dollar. Like the video. Subscribe to the channel.
Yeah,
that's all we ask. But don't sit there and say, I'm not going to donate to millionaires. Like, number one, right? That's fine. You don't have to support us or whatever. Like I said, like we you know, we're okay. But to run the show at this level, all this new equipment, all this other stuff, run at the high production that we got, to implement some of the new ideas that we got, it's going to cost money, guys. And if you guys wanted the show to continue to run at a high level, that's what it is, man. You get, right, obviously, all these camera angles, et cetera. And Rumble is a platform. It is the main platform, man. Like, that's what it is. Rumble is home base. Rumble.com/FreshFitMan. Support us over there, guys, because at the end of the day, we can get canceled at any time. And all your favorite creators are on Rumble anyway, on this side of the internet. And it's about to be an election year. So I'm not surprised that Kick went ahead and put out that rule. And I saw a couple of y'all became monthly supporters. Shout out to you guys,
Let's be frank here, bro. A lot of guys in the chat are suffering from hoflation. And as a result, spend money on hoes, OnlyFans, to some of the girls, but can't support us. Bro, why are you watching this?
That dumb lawyer bitch came in and went on another
made
thing.
Made $10K, bro.
Made 10 or 15K.
From some of y'all bum-ass niggas.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What the fuck, man?
Bro, that's wild. And she made no sense at all, by the way. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she was trying to deflect the main argument. Like, here's the thing. She's like, oh, well, if she's has a bachelor's degree, the likelihood is less. That's cool, but that's not the main argument. The argument, she's trying to deflect. My point was, don't get fucking married.
And she's a lawyer.
Yeah,
funny.
Whatever. Shout out to you, Open Grip. Shout out to the other guys joining in, man.
Endo.
I said, guys, that money, I'm telling you, man, hands to the man. That money doesn't go to us. That goes to Rumble.
Doc Wonder, shout out to you as well, bro. I see you in there.
And if you hate us, cool. Subscribe on Sneeko's channel. Subscribe on Andrew's channel.
Yeah.
Subscribe on Down Bongino's channel.
It's fine.
Subscribe on Steven Crowder's channel. Join Castle Club. I don't give a fuck. We just need to support free speech.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. Join Russell Brand. Shout out to everybody that's on Rumble.
At least somebody.
Yeah, man. Doesn't have to be us, bro, but at least support Rumble. That's all I'm asking. Support Rumble, because Rumble is the only... Bro, all these advertisers, like, oh, Burger King, all these guys, they pulled their ads from Rumble because he's supporting Russell Brand. The British government literally sent a letter to Rumble saying, oh, is Russell Brand monetizing? Guys, governments are trying to silence creators. Tell me that doesn't show that there's impact in what the fuck we say. If we weren't saying the truth, they wouldn't care. They wouldn't care. But as soon as Russell Brand talks about jab, big pharma making billions of dollars, how much they actually earned from the jab
the
in a certain pandemic, etc. The 20 girls are coming out of nowhere 10 years later saying that he touched did some inappropriate activities.
Allegations, by the way.
You know? Andrew Tate tells you, go to the gym, be a strong masculine guy, be a leader, you know, live life on your terms, right? Don't let the Matrix control you. Next thing you know, bang, two random chicks. He graped me.
Bro.
With CCTV footage showing that the girls were coming in and out on their own accord.
Dog, you know what's crazy about this whole case with Andrew? Just show the footage. That's it. Show the footage and end her free. Instantly. But again, they don't want to do that because that's the truth.
It's incredible to me because this is what they're doing. Donald Trump, women coming out of nowhere. He raped me in this department store back in 1995. Oh, by the way, I'm doing a book tour. Brett Kavanaugh, woman comes out of nowhere when he's about to become a Supreme Court justice. Oh, he did this to me, double circle in 1970.
We had attacks too, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. which is crazy, but like, bro.
Girl said I coerced her. And then I asked her on air, do you even know what the definition of coercion is?
No.
Literally said on air. Recorded the phone call. I didn't know what coercion means. Why the fuck did you say that shit on Twitter?
Sounded good.
To promote her OnlyFans. This is the world that we're in. Thank God I keep receipts with these fucking bitches.
Yeah, always.
Always keep receipts.
Texts, phone calls, everything.
You know what I mean? I hope one of these bitches try to meet to me again so
videos,
I can go ahead and meet all of them and show them that they're liars.
Have videos too, by the way.
Yep.
Videos of everything.
Wish a bitch would. I would fucking embarrass your dumbass.
Yo, damn near put a sign in your house saying you'll be recorded upon
yep.
entry. Put in your
That's
house.
That's how it's got to be.
Put in your house, bro.
But guys, I say all that to say this, okay? Rumble is the last bastion of
free speech,
man. It's the last one. Even Kick, who's supposed to be the alternative to Twitch and YouTube.
Not anymore.
Not no more, nigga. They started to get that hate. They're like,
it hurts.
Yeah.
You lose money, you lose sponsors, you lose a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah.
So.
All right, let's hit the phone lines, man.
But
who's the first person online, Mo?
People supporting, right. Man. Shout out to you guys, by the
shout
way.
Shout out to all y'all ninjas, man.
Supporting on Rumble.
We have, this one's from Castle Club, 9966. 9966.
And let's get a hater on the next one.
What's up, boys? Can you hear me?
What's up, man?
Yes, sir. We got you.
All right. I just got a quick two questions. I'll try not to take up too much of you guys' time. So my first question is about Rumble. I must be slow or something. But how do I super chat on there? Because it says I got to validate an email, and I don't see the super chat button. I was trying to send in like $100 the other day. But I couldn't get my super chat through.
You had to be on a desktop, either a browser, Google or Chrome, or on a computer to see that super chat option.
The super chat, the subscribe. I think it means the subscribe button.
Oh, subscribe?
The super chat. The super chat. Because I use my phone. Because
you're on the app.
Typically, when I watch you guys, I'm at work. Yeah, I'm on the app.
That's why.
You can't super chat on the app.
Yeah, you can. You can super chat on that, bro. You can absolutely super chat on that.
Then it must be something wrong on my end.
It's fine, bro. That's why we have the FNF super chat option. So FNFsuperchat.com. So that's the other way. So either or.
Got you. And then my other question
I think we might need to update it.
But yeah, go ahead. What's your question? Hit us.
Yeah. My other question is, so I'm 22. And I plan to buy a house next year. I had called previously. I asked you guys about the whole TSP, if I should use my TSP savings or if I should save. So I have $30,000 saved up. I live in New York. I'm 22. And I was wondering, should I just go for like a $100,000 house up here in New York? And
you're not
going to
find a 100K in New York. No way.
You don't think so? Because I live in a city area, and I was looking around, and I seen some like for like 150 type around that price range. Are those not even worth going for?
In New York City?
Not New York City. Like just the state of New York.
Where specifically?
So I live out in Syracuse. It's a small city.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Go ahead. Oh,
no, I'm listening.
So I have $30,000 saved up, and then in my TSP I have $10,000 saved up. Should I just stop putting into that and then just like take out that, have $40,000, and just buy a house, or should I just go like for a duplex or keep putting into that TSP, or what do you guys suggest I should do that?
All right, you have two options. It's either A, and by the way, we're going to bring David Green from Bigger Pockets, not this coming Monday, but the Monday after.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about this stuff in detail. But for you, you have two options, bro. Remember, you can buy the real estate property as an investor where you put 20 to 25% down, or you can buy it as a your residence, right, with an FHA loan. So you've got 40K. I would say the better route, bro, is buy it and move into it so that you don't have to put down as much money. And then I would say, if you can, try to get a duplex or a triplex, which means you could put another family in there and they pay you rent. So you can offset your cost. Because keep in mind, if you do the FHA loan, you're only putting 3 to 5% down. That means that your mortgage payment is going to be fairly high because the bank is giving you damn near 95% of the money for the house. So your mortgage is going to be high. But if it's a duplex or a triplex, you're going to have that tenant offset most of that mortgage cost, if not all of it.
And if you can maintain that house for a year or two, value goes up,
yep.
You pull money out, cash out refinance or HELOC, and then get another
yeah,
one.
Yeah, exactly. And then you live in there for a year.
Yeah.
You have to live in it for a year if you do the FHA route. Or you can put that 20% down and not live in it and just put two people in it. But, I mean, it's up to you what you're willing to part with.
Yeah.
I would say to be safe, get an FHA loan, move in it, live in it for a year. That's what I would say.
That's
and
what I would
say. And try to get at least where it's at least a duplex. Because if it's a single family home, you're going to be on the hook for that mortgage. But if it's a duplex, you can offset some of that mortgage cost from your tenant.
Multiple doors, yeah.
All right?
Got you. All right, boys. Yeah. I just want to say thank you. And, you know, fuck the haters who hate on my boy Fresh, man. My boy Fresh really out here doing his thing. One thing I do say, Fresh, man, you just got to interact more in the after hours. People don't see you talk much on after hours. That's why they hate you, man. But you do good on everything else, man. So fuck them.
I appreciate it, bro. I'll take that. Thanks,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, boys. All right, boys. Yo, thank you very much. And I'll talk to you guys next call-in show. Have a good one.
All right, man.
All right, bro.
Okay, who's up next?
We need a hater on the line.
Yeah, let's get a hater on the
line. Big-ass hater, bro. Oh, I'm a hater. Sir Titty Tickler. Give us a full number. What the heck?
That boy doxed himself.
He gives a full number. What the hell?
This one here also claims to be a hater.
He ain't playing.
Titty Tickler.
All
right. I'll have you on the line. 2515 Sly Boogie. 251 2515.
Bruh. Come on, bruh. We're waiting.
2515. You say you a hater.
That is a funny name, though. Tickler.
Titty. 2515. You're up.
We're waiting.
Next person.
Bruv.
7984. I mean, I could have said his whole number, but you're on. Titty Tickler, you're on.
Let's go.
What the heck?
What's up with these haters, man? Bruh. Wait. Are you not going to talk at all?
All right, whatever. No, we'll go to the next person.
I mean, they're there right now, right?
They're there? Oh, shit.
We can see it.
Yeah, he's in. Yeah, I can see that he's connected. He don't want to say nothing, though. All right. Next person. Fuck it.
Why are you scared, bro? Talk your shit.
No, the other one. This is Firefox. Oh, the
other
one?
Okay. Shout out to all the haters.
It's funny, bro. You type it online. Yeah. All the hate, but you can't say in person.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, there you go.
Oh. We got you now.
Good. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam, Habibi.
So, I got a question for Myron.
Yeah.
Can you hear us, Habibi?
Myron, I wanted to know... It's a valid question. Like, I know you're a man of means, so why don't you go to the Middle East and get yourself your four wives instead of fucking around with these Miami bitches?
Is that your question, basically?
Hello?
Is that
my
your question?
Question. That's one of the questions. I have two questions.
Eventually, I will go over there, but for operational situation, we're obviously sticking here in Miami.
Yeah, I'm Palestinian, so my mom told me she's going to hook me up with a Palestinian wife once the craziness dies down. So I was wondering why you couldn't get your mom to hook you up with a good woman.
She's tried. She's sent me a few, but I didn't find them attractive.
I see. The other question. So you're always saying, fuck the imitators and the haters. So there is one imitator that I think is on your guys' level, the Whatever Podcast with Brian, I forgot his last name, Brian Atlas. What do you guys think of the Whatever Podcast?
Well, no comment.
We wish him the best.
What? You wish
no
him the best? No comments. Okay. Are you ever going to have them on your show, like maybe invite them on and see what they're about?
No comment.
We wish him the best.
No comment. Okay, I see. Well, I'm a really big fan of you guys. I love Fresh and Fit. It's just I've always wanted to ask these two questions to Myron, so I'm glad you guys cleared that up for me.
All right.
No problem, man.
Cool, no worries, man.
All right.
Who else
Thank
you got?
You.
Thanks, man. We need a real hater, man. We need an actual hater that wants to talk about me or Myron or Mo or Bills, whatever. Real hater, man.
Yeah. Let's go ahead.
Was that Titty Tickler?
Yeah.
Sounds like one.
2515.
Nigga out of breath.
He said he was the hater of 2515.
Let's go.
2515. I'm going to cut you off. 3, 2, 1, and he's gone.
All right, fantastic. Who's up next?
Oh, man.
We
got to say just come on, all the supporters, bro. Because, I mean, something got to give.
Oh, God.
Man.
Who's up
well,
next? 9500, I'm a real hater. Let's get him on.
Ooh.
That's fine. That's fine. Bring him on.
I want someone from Reddit to come.
Oh, you
a Redditor.
Yeah, one of you Reddit guys. We're live.
You said they talk a lot of shit, right? So
yeah.
Someone from Reddit, come. Oh, paid.
No, I get that, Mo, but just go to 9500.
We'll do those after.
We'll hit, don't worry. We're going to get them all.
I want a Reddit hater to come talk your shit, bro. Somebody from Reddit. They talk a lot of shit. That's what
yeah, one of the Reddit guys. Go ahead.
Defend your cause.
I don't see them on the line right now. Well, let's see them. All right, let's check this one. 2362, you're up.
2362, you're on there. Go ahead.
Let's go.
You got me? Hello.
Yeah, yep. Go ahead, man.
We got you.
Hello.
Yeah,
yep.
All right.
Cool. Yep. So a while back, it was before when you had shit to deal with ABBA and Preach. You challenged ABBA both. Now you addressed it. You say you'll fight both of them. But before, it was you challenged ABBA and Preach, and then you switched it over to just fighting ABBA because you said, yo, ABBA, stop hiding behind Preach, stop being a bitch.
Yeah.
Then, let's see, if I remember correctly, then ABBA said something along the lines of, if you fight Preach, then I'll fight you. But to me, it sounded like you were both hiding behind Preach at that time. Like, why did it change now? Why now? Why are you going to now fight Preach?
Well, at this point, since ABBA's a coward, I'm open to fighting Preach. And, you know, you got to mute your phone.
Yeah, so
I'm open to it. The real thing is that here's the thing, bro. ABBA's the one that's, like, doing everything.
Yeah.
Preach just follows. So I know that he's the mastermind and he's the one. Because you could tell when they do them dumbass videos, Preach is like, why are we covering these niggas again? But ABBA's the one that's pushing it. So he's the one that's got to get punched in the face. But what he does is, and he's a master manipulator. I'll give him that. But that's typical of a snake. He goes ahead and changes the narrative and flips things in a certain way to put things in a certain light. And if you guys watch the video that we made where we finally responded to them 2 years later, I addressed a lot of the allegations that they made against us, and I debunked them. But they went ahead and focused in on the part where we roasted them for 45 minutes and said that we're racist. And they went ahead and spun that narrative to get us a strike. But that's what they do. So you know what? You're not going to be able to hide behind a keyboard or running by a narrative when a fucking, you know, a right hook is coming to your face.
And
so at this point, that's what I'm saying. You know what? We just got to fight this guy.
And also, they didn't want to do it. So I did the fact that, you know what? Let's put money on the table. And they didn't even want to do it at that point. So I'm like, bro, who's running? They're running, not us.
Yeah.
So,
and here's the thing. We ignored them for years, but they keep making videos. They literally keep making videos. So it's like, all right, man, you know what, dude? You want to keep making videos? Fine. Now you got to get punched in the face. Simply put, that's what it is. Abba's got to stop running.
All right. I get it. I wouldn't say that Preach ran.
No.
Abba definitely ran.
No.
But I wouldn't say that Preach ran. As for people hating on Fresh.
Did he know that trick was moving his wife?
That's crazy, bro.
Say that one more time.
That chick that he claimed that we were dissing isn't even his wife. It's his friend.
Nigga lied.
He lied. Bro, mute your shit in the back. I can hear myself.
And then someone says, oh, Fresh bought a firearm. Bro, that was planned for months, bro. I was like, you know what? It's getting more real. I need to protect myself. I need a gun. I was on gun training. I was learning about guns myself. And he said, you know what? Perfect. I'm done with the training. I'm going to get some guns. And then they used that as context. Oh, versus scared, he bought some guns. Nigga,
yes.
What?
He had applied for that. Anyone that lives in Florida knows that you have to go ahead and get a gun through the Fish and Wildlife Service, right? Or the department, I forget the fucking
like agriculture. Exam,
the
like agriculture.
The Department of Agriculture.
The exam.
You have to go through. It's a bunch of
training.
Paperwork. He had been doing this for months, and he got it approved and finally bought the gun at that time. Now, optically, I can absolutely see why it looked bad, optically. But he did not buy a gun for these guys. If he bought a gun for those guys, it would have taken longer for him to be able to do it.
Facts.
And remember, guys, this is 2021. Before... You could have before the lack of a need for a concealed carry license.
Mm-hmm.
So people saying that we bought a gun for them, that's ludicrous. That's not what it was. It's just that he picked up the gun. It was just bad timing on Fresh's part. And then what did they do? They spun the narrative. Bro, they've been lying to y'all niggas for years.
Yeah, literally.
They've been literally lying to y'all for years. Preach literally said, oh, that's not my wife. So explain to me, like, if that wasn't your wife, did you really want to box both of us? Niggas are liars. Oh, I'll fight both of you guys. Yeah. Oh, boy, both y'all. Y'all insulted my wife.
No, you
won't.
That's
not your wife. You lied about that. Everything else is probably a lie. He doesn't give a fuck. So that's what they do. They spin narratives, and we debunk. Go ahead. The video's on Rumble, guys. It's called Empire Strikes Back,
but it's all for views.
We debunked all their fucking claims, bro.
Yeah.
I went line by line and debunked their claims. They lie about so much shit, but people are too brain dead to understand what the fuck is going on.
It's all for views, bro. For
all
money.
For views.
Yeah. No integrity at all.
No integrity, bro. And again, like I said before, I would have been left it alone if they stopped talking shit about us. But as soon as we got demonetized, they're right there to talk shit. As soon as someone says something about us, they're right there to talk shit. So at this point, Abba's got to get beat up. He's got to get beat up. He's a fucking coward. I literally said, set it up, Destiny. I'll sit and talk with him. I promise I won't hit him. He declined. I wonder why.
Aiden Ross said he'd manage it. He said the whole thing. He'll run it, put it on live stream. But... he's scared, bro.
He's absolutely scared. He's absolutely scared because he met me in person. He shook my hand. He knows I'll beat the fuck out of him. And especially now? Ho, ho, ho! All right. What do we got? Is the guy still on the line? I think he got hung up.
Is the guy still on the line?
Yeah. No, I'm still here. I'm still here. I was letting you talk.
So what do you got to say, bro? You're
all right, so what do you got to say, bro?
I know what.
Yeah, yeah. For Zerka. Wait, that one more time?
I've told you three
you
times
you
now.
Say,
I can hear myself echoing.
No, it's just, I think it's just the phone. Let me see if I could fix
it. Have it on speaker?
Hold up.
Why do you have it on speaker?
No, it's not. I turned it off the speaker. It's not on speaker. I think it's just the phone. Give me a second. I'm trying to fix it real quick.
We're going to move on. Yeah, we answered his question.
Who's next?
I can still hear myself. God damn, man. Guys, please mute your phone. Or your YouTube in the back, whatever the hell you got playing, because it hurts the quiet of the show and the audience gets annoyed with that shit.
Thank you for calling, though.
And guys, refresh the Rumble stream if it's messing up for y'all, but we're live on YouTube and everywhere else. Matter of fact, let's kill the Twitch and Twitter streams and everything else and keep only YouTube and Rumble. All
right.
And then who's the next one on the line?
We have – is he on line? He didn't say. Well, I'll get him later. 6045, you're up.
We got you.
Yo, yo, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yo, Fresh, I got beef with you, dog. You ready? Nah, I'm fucking with you, man. Yo, Fresh, I love you. I'm on Castle Club. Shout out to all my niggas in the Castle Club. Now I'm saying, got to show you some love. Fresh, I've seen your growth. I've seen you from the McLaren to the Urus to the Evo. Now I'm saying, I watched you grow over the years. I fucking love you, Fresh. But I got a serious question for you and Myron. It's a good question, too. So I was watching Michael Sartain. He had a guest on, and, like, the guest was talking about how, like, he had paid, like, five figures for a coach, but every time he did it, he ended up the, like, he got what he paid was less than the value he got back. So my question for you, Myron, is, like, if you guys had to, like, pay for a coach, like, who would it be, and what would it be for? That's my question.
Well, you need to hire a coach that's really good at what they do and is, like, industry standard in their field.
So for me personally right now where I'm at, I need to be more focused on the gym, focused on like being more aggressive, being more like that, like I want to say manly figure. So I did hire a coach actually, and you actually know who he is. He was on the podcast. Hired Wes Watson. And it's been going pretty good. Wes is a really cool guy, very on point, no games, and not gonna lie, man, it's been rough. Like, he's definitely the guy to go to for that. I want to say hardcore, like, get in the zone, do your shit, no excuses. So yeah, I hired Wes Watson, man, really cool guy.
Cool, so. Cool, love that. Yeah, I probably could have asked the question a little better, but you, what about you, Myron? Like, where you're at in your life right now? Like, is there any coach you're interested in purchasing the services of? And if so, like, what realm is it?
Who you hire for a coach right now at this point? Who would you hire for a coach?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I have a coach right now that I'm training with for boxing. So, yeah, I've been doing that for a bit now. So obviously, right? I think every guy, man, should be able-bodied enough to train and fight. So, you know, it's to be able to back up what the fuck they say or deal with people that, you know, talk shit. So, yeah, I mean, I've always been to the gym and training and shit like that. But yeah, this is obviously, something a new endeavor I'm training with. So yeah.
Cool. Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, I'm not going to spend too much time on the line, but appreciate y'all. And I got a big challenge to the haters. One hater, share your IG, share your net worth, and share your annual salary. I dare one of y'all to do it. Y'all can't do it because y'all some faggots. Y'all some pussies. In the Castle Club, we got niggas who make real money, got tens of thousands of dollars in savings, who are growing in their lives. So fuck all the haters. I can suck a dick. One.
I appreciate
all
that,
right,
man.
All right,
shout
out to you, man, with the fire.
Yeah. All right.
Shout out fire, bro.
Let's Rod Eric, yeah, let's get a shout out to Rod Eric, 8026. All right, good shout out to you, Rod Eric.
Who's that, Mo?
Who's that next?
Can
we get
up,
a hater? Flip flop a hater supporter or
next up? Got 3992.
All right, this is a supporter probably, right?
Yeah.
For hater, put your last 4-year number in there. Let's get one of these haters in, man. I'm trying, bro. All you guys, this is your chance. Reddit guys, I know y'all hate us, man. Go ahead and call into the show. All right, go ahead.
Hey, you guys, do you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
We got you, bro.
We got you.
Sweet. First of all, bro, I'm fresh and fit. Y'all both helped me too fucking much. Because of y'all, I'm now making about $3,100 a week. I lost about 22 pounds. I'm basically going to work every day, and I'm basically getting far much more pussy than I ever did, and I got to thank both of y'all, first and foremost.
Okay.
Awesome. So I got a question. I got nothing but support for your show, and I'm very sure that everybody else does. But what I basically am kind of confused about sometimes is how lots of the time when you teach the average dude, I should say, like the blue-collar guys like myself and everybody else, that we have to somewhat basically keep our toes down, steel toes down, you know, dealing with these 304s, OnlyFans, girls, yeah, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I've definitely taken a lot of that in tone, and thanks a lot for that because I don't take shit from any female anymore. But what I'm kind of confused about is that lots of the time I kind of get the feeling, or some other people I talk to that actually do watch the show with me, how there's a lot of glorification when it comes down to, I would say, these OnlyFans girls, the porn stars and all that stuff. And I understand entertainment purposes, business, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. But what's also kind of like peculiar as well is no matter how much you guys have helped the average guy, sometimes they even feel like this, like you don't necessarily like to affiliate yourself with the average person, or yet alone basically, besides helping him, basically be around his circle, or yet alone see how he goes day by day, because you guys are millionaires and you guys worked hard for where you guys are. My question is, do you think that it is helpful or beneficial to, I would say, bring on these OnlyFans girls or porn stars, whichever the case may be, in the adult industry, and basically have to, what you had said before, how it would dilute the quality of the show to, say, have an average guy or blue-collar guy on the show who probably was making about $22,000 a year and is now making $33,000 or $40,000, whichever the case may be. What do you guys say? What do you guys think about that?
Well, that's a multi-pronged question, so I guess I'll address them step by step. Number one, being average is unacceptable, and no man should ever strive to be average. And unfortunately, in today's day and age, being an average man is the worst thing that you could do. Maybe 50, 70 years ago, being an average guy was okay. You can go ahead and support a family, a household on that. You'd be able to, you know, be at rest assured that being an average guy, you'd still be able to get a woman that would respect and submit to you. But those days are gone, my friend. You need to be exceptional nowadays to be able to even play the game, okay, at the, you know, in the way where you actually have some kind of choice.
That's number one. So being average is unacceptable, okay? The average man is obese, not competent, doesn't have $1,000 in savings. He can't afford a $500 emergency expense. No one wants to be average. That's number one. Number two, you are the average of the men that you keep. So it's not that we're not saying, like, we don't hang out with average guys, whatever else like that, but if we want to continue to grow, we cannot afford to be around average guys and hang out with them, because you will become the average of the people that – that you keep, okay? You need to keep people around you that are better than you in general at what you do, better than you, right? You want a strong circle. And then number three, as far as bringing on OnlyFans girls and porn stars, valid critique. That's why we had a talk with Chris. We told him, yo, we want less of these OnlyFans girls on the show. If we're going to have OnlyFans girls on, that's fine, but we want to have other women in as well that have other professions. And here's the other thing too. A lot of these average girls that we bring on the show, guys, that have jobs or whatever, they're on the show, trust me. They're on the panel. It's just that people don't remember because they're not as outspoken a lot of the time. You know, a lot of times they're quiet because they agree with what we say. They just don't say anything on air, right? So that's number one. And then number two, the other thing you got to understand is that to get the most eyeballs, unfortunately, sex sells. So what we're doing is we understand that there's a method to the madness, and to get eyeballs on us, sometimes we have to bring in certain girls, whatever it may be. Now, with that said, I'm not delusional. I understand that a large portion of the people that watch After Hours are fucking simps and suckers that want to go ahead and spend money on 304s that don't give a fuck about them. However, if I get 10 to watch the show, but two guys watch the show and they are able to put on the red lens and say, wow, I'm learning from this. This is some fucking crazy ass shit. And then they say, let me see what else these guys have to say. And then they go ahead and watch their Money Monday and they make money. Or they watch a woman as a Wednesday and they walk away from a woman that treats them poorly. Or they call into the call-in show and we answer a question for them that changes their life. Then that's a W. I understand that not everyone is going to be saved. We can only save a percentage of guys. And a lot of you guys found us through After Hours clips, found us through the After Hours show, and then you stayed for the real content that we give y'all during the day. But to get y'all in, a lot of the times, we got to do it through the women, and it's a necessary evil to do so. What it comes down to, though, is that, you know, guys got to exercise some kind of temperance and understand that sitting there and giving girls money from OnlyFans that come on the show, I mean, you got to have a degree of discipline. And those guys are probably already fucked up in their life anyway. But if we can get 10 simps, but two guys that take the red lens and see the world for what it really is, and we save them.
We did our job.
And we did our job.
Just add as well, just so you know as well, caller. Most people in this sphere was the echo chamber. So what happened was we took the target points of the RP, brought it towards you guys as well, but with girls to hear their point of view. And as a result, we created this show, Fresh for After Hours. That made headlines. Now, we understand the problems with OnlyFans girls, for example, whores, whatever. But again, that is the current culture. And unfortunately, you know, this is what we live in right now. But we bring other girls as well. So on some level, I get what you're saying. And then regarding actually being a man and as well, like having that network, yes, some guys are not going to be on your level, but it doesn't mean that they're bad people. It just means you spend less time with them, pretty much.
Yeah.
So,
that's what it is.
Because I have a good amount of friends who actually do subscribe to a lot of girls on OnlyFans, and I actually completely cut them off because I don't actually respect dudes like that whatsoever. And I actually got to thank you guys for teaching me something like that, because I actually have much more respect for myself than before. Because it kind of dawned on it, because I don't like talking about them, you know, fuck these guys. But in the whatever podcast necessarily, they're always doing the complete opposite on, I would say, what it is your message is. Okay, you don't have to speak on them. I completely understand copyright and all that stuff. But as a fan, I definitely...
They can do whatever they want, man.
We wish them the best.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we ain't going to hit them with no copyright or that other shit, no.
Because these guys actually did see, they actually charge men, I would say, like, men that are actually not high status and shit like that, about $9,500 just to be on the show, while all the other OnlyFans girls and all the models, they basically come in for free.
Wait.
That basically tells something.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I'm so serious, because there was a TikTok on a man that actually did look into that, how they're the OnlyFans girls, they actually hit them up, whatever they hit them up, obviously, for networking. But as far as the average man, like, I actually did try. I get a text message saying that they do not accept men. And if you do actually want to be on the show or support it, you would have to pay a fine or a fee, I should say guest fee, of at least a minimum of $9,500, while all these other girls basically go on the show.
Oh, nigga. What have we been doing, bro? Holy smokes. Well,
yo, and you know what? That's what? Networking. I understand. That's money. I should understand. But what do you think that basically? This is why I even asked you a question. What do you think that tells us? I should say, as the hardworking blue collar guys, if you're willing to let all of these, you know, all of these girls who ended up taking the easy way out, and we're busting our ass, we're doing everything we can, and also we want to put our insight as far as being the average man in the modern 2023 times, which is bullshit.
Damn.
I should say, I fucking hate it. What does that tell you? You value basically, I would say, the flaws and yet alone pretty much the promiscuity of these women compared to who it's affecting, which is, I would say, the average man.
Bro, I mean, I don't know what – I didn't even fucking know that shit,
well,
bro.
Well, you have to understand, we have two different goals as creators. I'm just going to say that. We have two different paths we want to take, and
yeah,
that path is definitely not our path.
I mean, I'm just going to say it, bro. Like, I told y'all before, I'll say this shit again. Our objective isn't to just sit there and make money, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's really not. Like, it's – there's a reason why as soon as we started this podcast and I started buying real estate property and we started investing – I knew at some point we might get canceled or something might happen. And also on top of that, I didn't want to be driven by just by money. So I was like, all right, I'm going to invest. I'm going to put myself at a place where if everything were to go to shit, I'll be good. And then now I can focus on the content. I don't have to focus on like, oh, we just need to find ways to like monetize. Obviously, right, everything is money driven to a degree. I'm not going to sit here and lie and, you know, we don't do this for free. But the money doesn't dictate the pace of the content, which is the most important thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're not going to sit there and tell y'all, yo, we're just going to read super chats for 4 hours or we're going to, you know, egg the show on. Like, nah, but I didn't know that they do that. That's crazy, bro. Nah, that's
bro,
wild.
It was definitely a shock, which is precisely why I understood exactly who I needed to listen to in a sense, and which is this is exactly why I support y'all most definitely and hand off this.
Pocket pussies on here. Or gambling or any of the other shit, man. The fuck out of here, bro.
Definitely not.
Doubt, man.
You know? The thing
but
is,
you know,
we bring all trans girls on, bro, because the thing is that, and here's the thing, too. We need to bring in diverse panels of women, right? Like, if we bring a girl that's OnlyFans, or we bring a girl that works a regular job, and then another girl that's a secretary, another girl that's a lawyer, another girl that has a college degree, another girl that's an entrepreneur. I don't know if you guys noticed, but they tend to agree on many different things. A lot of people say, yo, first fit after hours repetitive. At first fit after hours repetitive. Well, guess what? If anything, that proves that women think alike. Ta-da!
Pretty much.
See, like, one of the things about the record that was a problem is that it was an echo chamber. Guys would talk about the same bullshit over and over again as far as, like, hyperbole goes, whatever, which is all true. However, it's one thing to hear someone talk about it, and it's another thing for y'all to see the red pilling right live, right? Group thinkers agreeing with each other, not being able to handle realities, not being able to handle criticisms, not understanding the male perspective. This is shit that they've been talking about in the red pill for the better part of the past 20 to 30 years. But now we're showing it to y'all personified on the show. And whether a girl is an OnlyFans girl, a porn star, a lawyer, a successful entrepreneur, they all think the same. That is the purpose of the show, to let y'all know that regardless of a woman's education level, profession, background, etc., 99% of the time, they still have similar mindsets. That's the purpose of the show.
Most definitely, and which is precisely why I'm not going to stop, and I'm always going to have a lot of my homies come out, come over to my house during the after hours when you guys are basically just tearing into them because they're fucking delusionalized. And I understand.
We're working on new concepts right now. Like I said before, we literally have 13 new things, and some things that you guys have seen on the show before that we're going to bring back.
Well, look, if you're a guy,
but yeah,
you want to come on our podcast, have a girlfriend. The real issues.
And we ain't going to charge you.
We ain't going to charge you nothing.
God damn. Just yeah, we're not going to charge
you. Oh, okay, that's cool.
You got it.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks for calling in, bro. We're going to move on because we got a lot of people.
We do.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks for calling, man. Oh, by the way, I just posted in Reddit. So all the haters, man, call in, bro, because I just posted for the first time ever.
Oh, shit.
I think
what?
This is
what's it called again?
Fresh? Yeah. I just posted in there, I think. So
what?
Call in, man.
All right. All right. Which, shit.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you had an account
it's
on there.
Everybody know. 9 minutes ago. I just posted in there.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Also, whoever is 1461, I see you donated about like 2 to 3 times saying that you want to cook fresh. And you said F fresh. Get in the phone line.
Oh, okay.
Get in the phone line. You chatted
number
2 to 3 times.
515-605-9740, guys. It's right there.
You're in the stream. I saw you in the stream lab chat. I saw you donated twice or 3 times. Call in. I'm looking for you.
Call in, Ninja.
So, but next he says he's a hater, but he actually donated too.
Okay. 1169. 1169, you're up.
Go ahead.
Hey guys.
All right, what's up, man?
What's up,
your
man?
Question? Yeah, we got you.
All right, cool. All right, cool, cool. Yeah, coming in as a hater, you know, but also do see the value, you guys. I definitely see, you know, how you can help out men. Truthfully, your thoughts on this. Simping. What there's a whole spectrum, I would say, of simping. You know, you have your OnlyFans.
It sounds like you're like
guys.
Very like scraggly, your mic.
Yeah, it does.
Or your phone. I don't know what it is. Like maybe you're like right up on it or something, but you sound extremely like you're almost eating it. So
is this better?
Yeah, that's better. Now go ahead and head us to the question, bro. Nice and succinct, please.
Hypothetical.
Yeah.
So you have a gentleman that makes, you know, good money like you, gentlemen, say like $30,000 a month.
Okay.
He doesn't, this person does not necessarily want to get married.
Okay.
This person does not necessarily want to have, you know, I feel like anytime you get into a relationship with a woman, especially if she wants you, the question is always going to be like, what's next after a certain period of time?
Yes. So what's the question?
Money helps deflect that. Would you agree?
Money helps deflect what?
That question.
Like,
meaning
as far
that.
As like, her saying, like, what are we?
Yes.
Well, it depends on the girl. For some girls, it might actually exacerbate the problem where she wants to know even sooner, what are we? So it depends on the woman.
Well, if you have the conversation up front saying, hey, look, I'm not looking for anything serious. Hey, look, you can, you know, get spoiled every so often. I don't want anything. Do not ask me about, you know, going to the next step. And this, and when we're done, we're done. That's less headaches.
Yeah, you could be upfront, but then also keep in mind that you being upfront like that might hurt your opportunity for anything further. Being honest upfront is a lot of the times carries consequences.
I think that for example, you know, if you approach some girls, I think I see a lot of girls be very down with this.
Okay, I don't. Where are you going with this? Because we have a lot of people on the line, and I want to make sure we get some. Like, where are you going with this? What is the specific reason and or purpose for this question? Like, I don't understand where you're trying to go here.
Gotcha. So I think that a lot of guys, including yourselves, would call that simping. You know, I don't know how it works with you and your relationships, Fresh,
right,
Myron. I know, Myron, you have like side chicks and things of that nature.
Stop talking. Simping is simply this, okay? I'm going to define it for you, and then you can interpret it however you want. Simping is simply the unreciprocated pursuit and or time allotted or resources or whatever it may be that you provide to a woman that she's not necessarily giving you back, okay? I am okay with a guy treating a woman well, even spoiling her, if she reciprocates that behavior to an equal, if not more preferably, better degree.
Are you okay with a guy saying, hey, I'm going to give you $1,000 a month. You come over whenever I need to. We'll fuck.
No, because that is strictly you're exchanging money for sex.
That's an L.
That's what you're doing. That is simping.
What is the difference between doing that and saying, okay, we'll treat you out for dinner, you know, we'll take you on this nice boat, Diamond Sharp, I'm buying my girl a Range Rover.
Because here's the difference, my friend, okay? You're looking at this very linearly, which is fine, but you got to look at it from the female perspective. Right now you're thinking like a guy. I need you to now think like a woman for 2 seconds, okay? Women value experiences, and women value experiences with a guy, and they build a bond with that guy through experiences, you understand? Whether it's you being charismatic, you being charming, you were giving her certain experiences, et cetera. What you're talking about is you're simply paying her money to show up and fuck you and then leave. That's very different. That's prostitution. That is simping to a degree. That's tricking, essentially. But when you're – and the biggest difference is you're not really building a bond with that girl.
Well, what if you don't want a bond? What if you just want to fuck?
Okay, then do what you're doing, but you're tricking. Call it what it is. That's
you
your tricking.
Do you want a bond with your side chicks?
What?
What?
Do you want a bond with your side chicks?
Yes.
Myron?
Yes, because I would have multiple girlfriends. Because that's how you get the best out of a woman. If you want to get the best out of a woman, you can't trick off on them and and do that shit, because they're going to just look at you as a commodity.
Do you want an emotional bond?
Yes, that's how you get the best out of women. You must get an emotional bond from them. That's how you get them to submit to you, to obey you, and actually give a shit. You need to, Fresh says, getting their souls. You need to get her emotionally invested. When you're spending money on her to just fuck, you're not getting her emotionally invested.
So are you arguing to pay per box?
Nigga, you're just basically sitting here. You're trying to rationalize paying per box, which is fine.
That's it.
As a guy, you're going on a boat, you're going to dinner, it's because you want to go. If she's coming, it's because she's a plus one, if she comes. But you're going there regardless.
Got it.
Versus you paying for box directly? That's a fucking L, bro.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to pay for box,
I just need a saving time.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
and I don't actually need the emotional.
If you learn game, get some status, get some money, but bro, you need nothing to get box. It's free.
Yeah. But he wants to pay for it. He doesn't want to deal with bitches, bro. He wants to just fucking get them out, which is fine, but that's tricking, bro.
That's an L, bro.
Yeah. I appreciate y'all's perspective, and honestly, I do appreciate y'all's show. Thanks for doing what y'all do. I'll keep supporting.
Right,
and hating at the same time. All right, bye.
Hating on what, nigga?
Hey, man, I just posted in Reddit, man. If you're a hater for me or Myron, call in.
Like,
I might have mistaken.
Nigga is purely just paying for box, and he's trying to say, like, bro.
Yeah, he's trying to justify his paying for box.
Like, look, if y'all niggas want to pay for box, go ahead. Do it. But understand that you're not going to get the best out of your girl doing that shit.
I mean, personally speaking, I wouldn't do it if I were you, because you're going to have a dark side of, like, female nature, and it's going to turn you twisted. But if you want to do your own thing and be your own man, go ahead.
Every dude I know that pays for box, like, ends up, like, really, like, not, like, really disliking
females.
They
actually hate women, bro.
They
actually hate women.
Because they see the worst side. Just like, yeah, man. All right, well, who's up next? Let's get a hater on here.
Bruh.
Who's up next?
We have 5899. 5899, you're up.
But again, as a man, you make your own money, you make your own choice as well. So, what's up, caller?
Oh, what's up, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yo, man, I gotta tell y'all how hyped I am to be on this call with y'all, man. Like, y'all really opened my eyes. It's crazy, bro. Like,
that's
man,
crazy,
I can't believe. Like, realistically, man, Y'all changed my life in so many different ways, bro. And y'all really, like, kind of like a last resort for me, bro. Because, like, I feel like I was, like, the only one, like, falling victim to, like, the bullshit society that we live in now, bro. And just, like, hearing y'all being able to, like, you know, share my views out loud, bro, has brought me so much peace, man. Like, it's great, man. You feel me? I love y'all, bro. I've been supporting y'all for a little minute, bro. And, you know, I'm going to keep supporting y'all, bro. You feel me? Keep shit nice and short, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to take up too much of y'all time, but, you know, I appreciate what y'all do, man. And, man, just keep grinding, bro. Please, man. Yeah, like.
Thanks,
man,
bro.
Y'all do beautiful work, man. Also, one last thing. I want to ask y'all, do y'all know about, like, Candace Owens? Like, do y'all like, have any, like, insight on her? Because I remember seeing her podcast a while ago.
We mentioned
thought,
that.
Like, she had, like,
she'll be here at the beginning of 2024. She's like, 8 to 9 months pregnant, man, so she's got to deliver her baby. But we'll have her early 2024.
Okay, good. Because I remember, I know she shared, like, similar views to you guys, so I thought it would be pretty interesting, you know, to see y'all, like, share ideas and stuff like that. But
yeah, we'll bring her on. Don't worry.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you for calling into the show, my friend.
Thanks,
thank you. Appreciate
you, bro.
All right, man. Who's up next?
He's a good bro.
All right.
515-605-9740.
This one said in the stream last chat that he ready to cook you guys.
All right, go ahead.
Let's
bro.
Go.
Let's get him
so,
in.
So 5915, you're up.
All right.
Chef hat on deck.
Go ahead,
hater. Go ahead, man.
Boss, first of all, let me start off by saying I've called in before, and I understand that you want a hater, so I'm going to give it to you in a hating way, because none of these people that have been brought on understand how to hate, first and foremost. A bunch of them, dry penises, brokies, can't even give $5. So first of all, I would like to hate on whoever is the one refusing to bring them up. They brought up, the first guy they brought up asked the question like, hey, Myron, when are you going to go back home? Because my mom says she's going to get me a wife. Peon. He's a fucking peon. If he ever said something like that in front of me, I smack him. So before I hate on both of you, I must hate on whoever it is that is choosing to bring this up, bring these people up. So let me continue because I'm a professional. John Zirka underscore Twitter. We communicated before. But anyways, I digress. Okay. Myron and Fresh, you brought an interesting topic to bring to start the stream off. A very interesting topic that I loved. This is why I listen to you. About people being silenced, mainstream media, very good, very good, very good. You've done a very great job, okay? The hating is coming, don't worry. You've done a great, very great job helping these fucking peons that don't have residual income coming in, tuning into you, hoping that, oh, one day I'll get to speak to them. So you've helped them understand money, and some of them haven't implemented any of the tax, the 1041 exchange, anything that you've spoken about, or providing very valuable content which can actually help an individual. Now, here's my question. Many of you, and I respect you guys, but I'm coming at this angle because you asked for it, so I'm giving it to you. Many of you talk about mainstream media. We know who controls mainstream media. Look at the biggest thing that's going on right now. We know that the Gaza, blah, 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 blah. I don't want to get into it, but they came out and said 40 babies decapitated. The president of the United States came out and said the same thing. It got debunked. They came out and said women were raped. Debunked. Time and time again, they try to push a narrative, and they get debunked. And unfortunately, the
all right, man, you've been ranting here for a few minutes.
So what I'm getting at, boss, is when you sit there, both of you, and you say mainstream media is silencing us, other than joining Rumble, how do you actually defeat the mainstream media from holding the narrative? And it has to, this is a very interesting question that I'd like Myron to speak on as an intellectual. How do you truly, systematically defeat the people who are controlling the narrative? How would you do that? You explain how to make money to these kids and get pussy, and most of them won't understand. But how do you do something like what I'm asking you? Go ahead.
You do it through independent media, man. You do it by supporting guys like Tim Pool. You do it by supporting guys like us. You do it by supporting guys like Russell Brand, Joe Rogan, et cetera. You do it through independent media, which it's slowly starting to get there. I mean, if you look at Fox News, CNN, et cetera, they've had some of their lowest ratings the past few years. The mainstream media is losing steam. Obviously, you know, Andrew Tate single-handedly pretty much got BBC and Vice to look like shit. So people understand that the mainstream media lies and puts out certain stories that aren't necessarily true. But not only do you have to not necessarily believe the mainstream media, you got to go ahead and look at independent media as well. So shout out to all the guys that run, you know, the independent media side. But that's how you defeat the mainstream media, through independent media and supporting the independent media and supporting platforms that support independent media like Rumble. That's how you do it.
And you think there's nothing that the politicians who are controlled by Zionists who control the media, there's nothing we should do to get these politicians out, because these are the people writing the laws, allowing things like this to happen with respect to media.
I'm going to keep it nice and simple because we're on YouTube. But all I'm going to say is AIPAC, my friend. Go ahead and Google that, and you'll see why you'll never be able to get the politicians out that support that.
Congratulations. I respect you so much. I appreciate the time you gave me. John Zirka underscore on Twitter. Not the official Zirka, but John Zirka underscore Twitter. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. I'll be back to hate some more.
All right, man. Cool. Who's up next?
All right. We have
– that was it?
Yeah. I guess so.
All right.
We have 1360. 1360, you're up.
Go ahead, man.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you, man. Go ahead. Keep it short and sweet because we got a lot of people on the line. I want to get everybody in. Go ahead.
All right, I got you, Myron. I was just going to say, because I'm at the gym. Give me a second. I was just going to tell y'all that I've been going through a lot of bullshit, and obviously I've been following y'all's content for a while. And I just want to give my flowers to Myron because a video on TikTok, and obviously follow y'all's content for a while. And, you know, bro, like, you really just – you motivate a lot of people. And just, like, the little things that you do, like, when you get on stream with Sneeko and just, you know, show people, like the better form to do bicep curls and things like that, like, just the things that you do have, like, honestly kept me out of a very bad slump. I lost a best friend this year. And I've just been really depressed. and just seeing your content has definitely kept me in good spirits and keep me going back to the gym and keep me motivated. So I just want to say, bro, I appreciate you and that you're doing the Lord's work, bro. Like, you're really doing good things to keep people from putting guns in their mouth. And if nobody told you, man, and I'm pretty sure someone has, like, you save a lot of lives. And I hope when you lay down and all these people fucking bullshit and talk shit about you, that you know that you're out here saving people. So I want to say I appreciate you, the whole team, Fresh, Chris, Mo, everybody. Like, y'all are doing really good things out here, man. And I know I haven't been on here and talked to y'all in a while, but I just want to say I thank y'all for everything you do. And, you know, don't let none of this shit fuck with you, man. Like, y'all been doing a lot of good things. I like the studio, everything y'all are doing. That was my two cents, man. So I appreciate y'all. Just keep doing what you're doing, man.
And guys like you are the reason why we continue to do what we're doing. And honestly, that's more fuel to the fire. And, you know, losers that talk shit about us aren't getting messages like that. And I want to say one thing before we let you go. Understand, like, you know, I know you said you lost a friend, and my deepest condolences to you losing your friend. One thing I want you to keep in your mind, anytime you feel sad or depressed or whatever, ask yourself, would my friend want me sitting here crying like a little bitch over him, or would he want me to go ahead and live for him and keep his memory alive through my actions and my success? Ask yourself that question every single time you start to get sad or get in your feelings. Would he be okay with me sitting here and crying over him, or would he want me to be out there and thrive and keep his name alive through my success? Every time you get a new accomplishment in life, yo, this is on honor of my friend who passed away, etc. Yeah. I think he would want you to keep his name alive through your success, not through your sadness, all right? Think about that every time.
I appreciate you. I will. Thank you so much. All right.
All right, man. And that right there, my friends, that's why we do what we do, guys. Calls like that, messages like that, which I get that all the time. You know, that's why we continue to do what we do. People might say, oh, you guys are redundant, and you talk about the same shit every time, but you guys don't get it that sometimes people need to constantly hear that to make it through, right? And not everyone's living an easy life, man.
Or
people are losing,
new.
You know, or somebody new.
For the first time.
So that is why we do what we do, man.
Next up, we have, I just saw you. 0561. 0561, you're up.
Hello.
Yo. Go ahead, man.
Yo. How's it going, guys? I just want to sit here and, first of all, thank you, guys. I'm 17. At 16, I made my first big month, which was around $33,000, $35,000 in profit straight to my bank. Right now, I'm not in college, not in university. I've made well over six figures, and right now, my main worry and my main thing that just brings me down is, like, right now, I work in an environment where I'm always busy. So the reason why I made all the money was I had to go to school. I was on 3 to 4 hours of sleep. I was at my job. I was making money, and that really pushed me. But right now, I'm at a home a lot. The environment I'm in is kind of, in a sense, depressing. So motivation isn't there. So I was just wondering if you had any tips to, in a sense, keep that motivation going, keep that momentum going. Because once you get momentum, it's hard to get stopped. What advice would you have to that?
Well, this is what I want you to do. I want you to turn on the news, and I want you to see all the Palestinian kids dying. And then I want you to realize that you are blessed to have the opportunity to make the money in a first world country. You're on the phone talking to us right now through high-speed internet. You're watching us on the live stream, and you have electricity, clean water, and food. And I want you to put things in perspective and understand how blessed you really are. And instead of saying, man, I need motivation, you need to say, wow, I get to work and make a bunch of money in a crazy-ass world where most people are not going to be able to have this opportunity. Count the blessings that you do have versus what you don't have. And trust me, it'll let you put things in perspective a lot more.
Yeah. Also, don't be selfish. Your mom needs a better house, needs a better car probably, your dad. Your family needs help. So you yourself need to improve for your family. And if you don't, why can the guy that's successful do it and not you? That's what I feel. Like, for example, I ask myself the question, if you can do it, why can't I do it? Vice versa. So, I mean, honestly speaking, bro, like, you're in America, and immigrants come here all the time, and they come over here with nothing and become successful. If you live here and you're from here, why not you?
And here's the other thing, too. You're young, bro, so you haven't really experienced life like that, and you haven't been through, like, some serious up and downs yet, so you haven't been able to find the appreciation in your success. So maybe take up some training in the gym. Get punched in the face, you know, struggle a little bit. It's going to make you appreciate – things, because there is no up without down. There is no dark without light. There is no appreciation without despair. Yeah. So you need to suffer a little bit more, my friend. That's one thing that me and Andrew Tate agree with 100% is that a lot of you young guys that make money too soon, it's actually a gift and a curse. You make the money quickly, but then you're not able to appreciate it because you haven't suffered enough. So you have to put yourself in an uncomfortable situation where you can suffer so that you can go ahead and grow to appreciate. But one thing that you could do immediately right now is turn on the news, right, and look at what the hell's going on over there in the Middle East, and you'll see why you need to count every single blessing that you have. All right?
It's true.
We're going to move on to the next
Absolutely.
Caller.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, brother. Peace. Who's up next?
We have 1461.
Is this a hater?
Yeah, he says he's about to go in.
All right, go ahead, hater.
Let's go.
Hey, yo, let's cool with all this sobbing bullshit. You feel me? First of all, fresh, yo, dark-ass, Barbados-looking-ass. How does Myron got waves before you? That make no sense. Nappy-head-ass boy. And Myron, it don't make sense, right, that you got a hair transplant instead of just balding and looking like Tate, you feel me? But we ain't going to go into that.
That's the best you got?
Yeah.
That's the best
you got? You donated 3 times for that, bro.
Damn, nigga. Thought you would come with something better than that.
That was tough.
You have anything else besides the ad hominem attacks?
I'm about to cry. Wait, he left.
Yo! Nigga left? All right.
Yo, is he from Reddit? He donated on Streamlabs 3 times, bruh. Three times, bruh.
Nigga came in to say all that. It's,
that was tough.
Bro,
that was tough, bro. I think he's actually a supporter, though.
Yeah, probably. All right. Let's go ahead. Who's up next?
He said FMO, so you're in.
All right. Go ahead, bro.
He said it on Streamlabs. He said FMO on Streamlabs.
Let's go.
So 0257, you're up. 0257, you're up.
Go ahead, bro.
0257, FMO2.
Go ahead, man. Hit us with your question and or critique quickly, please.
By the way, you probably spammed in the chat. That's why Mods probably banned you.
Go ahead, bro.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you.
We got you.
Oh, I can't hear me. So I have a question for Myron.
Go ahead.
So I'm from Pakistan. I moved to Canada 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a situation that I have a girl who's 22, right? But she has like 1-2 bodies. But I also have an option that a girl is like virgin and arranged marriage.
Okay.
But she's a headache. Like back home, girls are really headache, like too much. Because I was with a girl 10 years ago. Been with her 9 years before that, like high school, all that. And she left me for whatever fucked up reason. I don't care. 10 years ago, I moved past that, all that. So most of my friends have the same issue.
All right. So let me make sure I get this correct. You got one girl right now that you like but has 1-2 bodies, and you got another girl that's an arranged marriage virgin, but she's a pain in the ass?
Yeah.
All right, man. Go with the girl that you like more, bro. Simple. It's not worth the headache of dealing with a girl that's going to make your life miserable. Fuck that shit. 1-2 bodies, I mean, hey, it's not ideal, but that's fine, bro.
Yeah.
She'll still probably be able to pair bond with
and
you.
And she's more coachable, too.
She comes from good, what?
She's coachable?
She's more coachable, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Does she share, like, the same values, and does she have a strong family and stuff?
Yeah, she has a family. The father passed away, all that, and I'm upfront, everything, OnlyFans, all that, fuck that shit. I was everything upfront with her. And she agreed everything. She tells me where she goes, all that. And I tell her, because I'm Muslim, right? So I had to take care of all that, too.
Yeah, this is simple, bro. Take her to Masjid. Go ahead and get her, marry her with the deen, and don't do it through the state, and you'll be fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I was planning to do. I have another question.
Yeah, just make sure that you don't involve the state. Do it strictly with religion so that everything that you do is halal, because I know you sound like a religious guy to me. But yeah, go get it done with the imam and in the masjid, and you'll be fine. But just do whatever you do, nothing, no pen to paper, nothing official with the state, especially in Canada. Fuck that. Or in your case, the province.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. Like, I've been watching your videos like since day one. I just did not subscribe and all that. I've took your advice very seriously in my business and everything.
Yep.
I agree with a lot of stuff you do.
So the only thing, yeah, another thing, it's a little bit more personal with me. Like, I have a brother who's 1 year older than me, right? And the problem with him is he is like a simp. He is married.
Before you even, dude, he's gonna have to get burned. You can't red pill people that aren't ready for it.
Yeah, my mom, you gotta be ready to give him the when it's there. Yeah, my mom is protecting him like a lot, and I'm getting into fights, so I just stop talking. I just don't bring up that topic with my mom anymore.
Yeah, he's not gonna, bro. The thing is with simps and blue pill guys is they got to get burned once, twice, three times, maybe never sometimes. And that's just an uncomfortable...
That's the thing. Two times already.
Then, bro, it is what it is. The best thing that you can do is be there for him when he's ready, when he's finally ready to take the red pill. And then on top of that, demonstrate through your actions and your success with your woman why having that mindset can be beneficial to him.
Yeah.
A lot of the times men respond very favorably to other men that need to lead by example. Okay? The reason why, for example... people respect me, right? They like but the podcast, whatever, is because I show you guys what I do outside of the podcast, right? I'm in the gym. I'm training 2 times per day, 3 times per day, et cetera. So I'm able to garner respect through my actions of people like, damn, I want to be like him. Typically, men respect men that they want to be like. This is why guys like me are respected and guys like Abba are fucking losers. He's over here salsa dancing like a bitch. Meanwhile,
no, yeah.
I teach
no, the thing
live your lifestyle, right? Show that you have a submissive, dutiful woman by your side. Show that you're dominating life. Your brother's going to see that. Trust me. And at some point, he's going to pop the question, how do I be like you? How did you get that? And then, bam, that's when you give it to him, right?
Did that. Like, that's my issue. I did that, all that. I have, I mean, in 2021, I have a business. I did 550 grand.
Like I said before, he might need to get burned 7 times before he realizes that he's a retard.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like that's the thing. Like, I don't want to, my mom won't be able to be taken. Yeah, anyway, I understand. Maybe some of the time, like that's like a big thing.
You gotta move on. You know what it is. You know what it is. All right, who's up next?
All right, we have 8026. 8026, you're up.
Yo, can y'all hear me? Yo. This is Rod Eric.
Yo, what up, Rod?
What's going on with y'all, man? First of all, like I said, I don't want to take up too much of y'all time. Shout out to Fresh, Myron, Chris, Mo, Bills. I haven't met you in person yet, but I will. Shout out to Icy, Discord gang, gang, gang. Shout out to the CEO Network.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Dallas. Oh, yeah. They should know I'm one of them students, man. So day one, you know, I've been here with you guys, rocking with you guys. Y'all already know the deal. I consider myself now a master student of the DMs on demand that y'all blessed me with. Thanks to everybody that thank you guys for the opportunity for Money Clips, man. Shout out to my team, my editors, all the marketers, all the guys that share the clips, all the guys that comment on the shit. Shout out to all of the major influencers that actually collab with the content. Money Mondays is where it is, guys. What else? Tap in with that. And last thing I would say, something that you guys can maybe add to the podcast or the studio.
Okay.
Like a projection on the curtain of the Fresh and Fit logo. So I'm gonna do what I can to find like a lamp that projects.
Okay.
You know how you guys are looking at it now? So for you guys and send it to you and get the logo in there so it shines on it. So when people look at you guys, they see the Fresh and Fit logo on the curtains too. So
that's pretty cool.
Maybe that's something they can add to it.
Not about
so I'm gonna be looking for that for you guys. And other than that, man, y'all tap in with Money Clips, man. I'm telling y'all, we got a lot of ideas for this. I got so many ideas that I want to, you know, give Fresh and Myron about it. But we got to get it up there, guys. We got to prove to these, we got to prove to them that this thing can work. You see what I mean? So I'm shouting out to all you guys that's listening. Tap in if you really want to be successful, man. Follow me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the example. Like, I've been doing this shit for 3 years now since they taught me. I've learned everything from these guys. So appreciate you guys. We'll get somebody else on the call. Anything else y'all got for me before I leave?
Well, yeah, man. Thanks for doing what you do, bro. Shout out to you, man. Always supporting from day one. And FNF Dallas, Money Clips, shout out to you, bro. Keep doing it. We got you.
Yo,
hi.
Myron, did he leave or? I can't see it. I can't see y'all. Did Myron leave?
He had took a quick piss, but
I need to hear him. All right, then. Well, yeah, man, y'all relay that message to him, man, and shout out to y'all, man. Y'all keep doing, you know, good work, and I'll be seeing y'all soon, man. Let's get it.
All right, bro. Thanks. Appreciate that, man.
All right, take care.
All right, who's next?
Next, we have 4528. 4528, you're up.
Can I call him?
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Hello. All right, for sure.
Yeah,
all right, guys. Thank you for everything you do. I just want to say that. Y'all are super cool. I have two questions. All right, so for the first one, it's kind of for Fresh, but I guess most of you guys can answer it. So how do you guys reconcile between your faith and dating life? If you do, or, you know, maybe you guys are still trying to figure that out. I don't know.
What do you mean?
I mean, I know for S, you like believe in God, right? You were a Christian, and Myron, you're a Muslim. You believe in Allah. So, like, I know the manual doesn't have that in there that you should be rotation dating and all of this stuff in the rational male.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, are you guys conflicted about that at all? Do you think about it?
Yeah, I do it every day. It's on my soul, on my mind. I mean, it's not easy because, you know, the world itself is full of sin and hate and deceit, but you live in it, so it's almost like you have to, like, not be out of the world but understand the world, so I'm working on it.
Gotcha. And Myron, what about you? Do you think about it at all?
It's definitely come up, you know what I mean, but at the end of the day, I just understand that in today's day and age,
camera,
sexual marketplace,
camera,
with the sexual marketplace, using religion to dictate how you move with females will put you in a vulnerable position. You know what I mean?
Got
I know
it.
What our,
so,
a lot of women exploit that, right? They exploit that. Oh, you know, be a real man, etc. Anytime a girl tells you be a real man, 9 out of 10 times it puts you in a compromising situation. So you got to be very careful.
Got it. So you guys are both just sort of pragmatists about it then.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes, in 2023. Yeah. The training wheels of religion and society no longer exist to keep women in line. So you have to adapt to the new normal, which is the argument that I have with every TradCon that comes on. If you want to go into this more, watch the podcast that we did with Tim Poole on Culture Wars, where we actually debated a TradCon on this very topic. So yeah. Feel free to do that. Let's hit the next call.
All right, for sure.
Let's call on in, bro.
All right.
And I'm still waiting, bro. I posted
that,
in the Reddit
for
the first time ever in my life. Posted
yep.
in the Reddit.
Yep.
All the shit talkers, bro. I'm calling you out. Call in.
Yeah, call in.
Hey, for me and Myron.
Please.
We're waiting, bro.
They really hate you.
I know, but
they hate me too.
Well,
but
apparently,
they hate you for real.
No,
for real?
They don't hate Myron.
No, they definitely hate on me too.
No, they don't.
They sound redundant.
8646. He said he's a hater in the Streamlabs chat.
All right.
8646, you're up.
Go ahead,
let's
man.
Go.
Damn, holy shit, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes, we can.
Go ahead, man.
He's been waiting for an hour.
Okay, yeah, appreciate it. Fuck, man, I've been waiting for a minute. First off, you guys started the show and said it's a call-in show, but talk for 40 minutes about some dumb shit. All right, Abba and Preach, Fresh, don't even fucking step in the ring with them. I think they're going to wash you, bro. I'm sorry. That's you're not big enough. You're a nice guy. I don't know if you can even stand toe-to-toe with them. Fresh, I mean, Myron, I mean,
I don't think
you're
a
little bigger.
But he'll step in a ring so Abba can get fucked up. That's why
yeah.
he's doing it, bro. Fresh isn't even a fighter. It doesn't matter if he loses. What he cares about is like, all right, I'm giving my guy. That's what I'm trying to say, man. That's what I'm talking about when I say, like, loyalty and having friends.
He didn't get it.
He understands I need to beat the shit out of this guy, and he's willing to sit there, even if it means him getting beat up or losing a fight, to watch this nigga get beat up. Because, to be honest, y'all just want to see me beat the shit out of Abba. Nobody cares about Preach. He lies.
Mind you.
Well,
I won't beat Preach's ass.
Well, Myron, here's the thing.
Oh,
I don't
shit,
look, just saying, fucking Abba dances. He got footwork. He probably can throw hands. He know how to move his hips. He know how to swing. I don't know if you – what's your boxing coach teach you? Do you know how to do that shit?
Who, me?
Because a nigga dances, he can fight? Bro, shut up, man.
Yeah.
Really?
Footwork. Really.
All right,
hey,
man.
Let me get some more. I got a couple more hate things. You say,
we'll see if
you said Drake pussifies.
Come on.
Go ahead.
You said Drake pussifies men, right? Drake had a line in the song. He said, hey, I know that showing emotion don't mean I'm a pussy.
I know I don't make music for niggas who don't get pussy, so those are the ones I count on to diss me and overlook me. So, Myron, do you get pussy? Why you dissing Drake, man? He makes music for the niggas, bro.
Is that your best? That's really what you called in to hate about?
Yeah, man, because you spitting that shit saying that, you know, that niggas who listen to Drake are pussies, but, I mean, I get pussy. What's up with that? Like, what's your take? Why do you assume that?
What I did say is that Drake's music has influenced a generation of men to be soft.
Okay, I mean, I don't think I'm soft, but...
Okay, but did I say, I said a generation, that's a broad term. You're acting like a female right now and personifying what I said in general terms and putting it on yourself. When in reality, I'm saying it softened a generation of men. Does that mean that every single guy got softened that listens to Drake? No. But if you look at men nowadays versus men 20, 30 years ago, men are softer, period. I think that's a fact that we can all universally agree on, that masculinity is something that's under attack right now.
Let me get this straight. You waited an hour to talk about Drake?
Oh, no, I got one more thing. All right. Hey, yo, Myron, another thing, too. So when you bring the girls on, you know, you used to be in Homeland Security investigations. I noticed that what you like to do when the girls are trying to argue any points you have is that you kind of hone into your interrogation / interview tactics that you have fucking honed through your career, which you are very good at. But, you know, when you try to, I don't know if the point of your podcast is to have a discussion and try to come to an understanding with the girls. Look, sometimes the girls be saying some shit, you got to check their ass, all right, whatever. But you know what you're doing when you get these girls on and they try to have a conversation with you. You bring your little interrogative fucking shit up. That's what you're doing, right?
I mean, I simply listen to what they say and confront them with contradictions.
Okay. And then another thing you do is, like, whenever they want to bring something up, you go, oh, what did I say? That's like a common, like, a little argument of tactics. So when they don't repeat exactly what you said, but they could paraphrase it to you and pretty much get the overall point and try to argue that point, you dismiss them. Oh, you don't remember exactly what I said. I said the sky is blue, but you said that I said that the sky is fucking blue or whatever. You know, I peep on to that shit. I know what you do.
No, sir. It's because they completely missed the point and or are not able to rephrase what the argument was in the first place. What I've realized is that girls don't necessarily care about what I said. They care about what I said and how it made them feel. So their instinct is to disagree with it. Right. And then I'll say, OK, well, do you even remember what the argument was? And they can't remember it. That's very important. If you're going to refute an argument, you need to know exactly what was said before so that you can properly refute it. Not only do you need to know it, you need to know it and understand it so you can actually come with a rebuttal. That's the difference. I listen to understand what they say so that I can properly dismantle their argument. They just hear what I'm saying and then respond. The two are not the same.
All right, for sure. I always say that girls always remember how they feel instead of what you say. All right, and then one more thing for Fresh.
Exactly.
Hey, Fresh, okay, I'm going to have to get you on a 1,000 girls thing. I know guys.
He's not here,
though.
He's not here. We're going to move on to the next guy, and you got too many points. We're going to move on to the next person. Let's go ahead.
All right, we have, I think this person, he said he has a critique.
All right, go ahead.
6989, you're up.
I'm always down to listen to valid criticisms.
Yo.
I really am. Go ahead, man.
What's going on? I like to say, appreciate what y'all do. I'm a supporter, but one critique I got with y'all is
sure.
The person that y'all surround yourself with, because I don't want y'all to get caught in allegations or any type of things like that. And I feel like you guys being with Zirka put y'all in a bad situation, because he literally says that he's a pedophile and that he looks for teenagers and he does crack cocaine. And I feel like y'all surrounding yourselves with him can lead y'all to a bad allegation and could put y'all in jeopardy.
Well, you got to understand that Zirka says things for shock value. He's a comedian, right? Even though he doesn't like say that as openly as he is, he is a shock jock / comedian. So, and you know, he comes on the show periodically. He doesn't come on all the time. I honestly, I don't see him that often outside. I almost never see him outside of the show. So he's always running around doing things. So, But I understand your concern, but don't worry. We're not in a situation where we're like that intimately tied where we will get fucked up if he by being associated with
him. Because, I mean, you're a fed, so you understand how they do, like, RICO charges and, you know, try to pin everybody together as a group and try to have y'all talk. So,
well, number one, that wouldn't qualify for a RICO charge. Number two, he's not actually out
like
here doing what you're alleging, but yeah.
I feel that. But the only reason why I say that is because you guys like to preach about surround yourselves with people with like minds. So I feel like that person right there, I mean, I fuck with Zerka, kind of his concept, but when he talks about the pedophile and doing the drugs and the teenage, I mean, that kind of like hurts his reputation a lot. And I feel like it kind of damages y'all, but you know what I'm saying?
I told you already, man. He's a shock jock / comedian, so he's going to say crazy, ridiculous shit every now and then, which is why we bring him on every now and then,
and
right?
Also, we don't always agree with our guests, bro.
Yeah, we don't always have
bro,
to agree with
on,
our
man.
Guests. But when he say teenagers, he means 18, 19. That's what he means when he says that shit. He's being funny, bro.
I understand, but, you know, a lot of people don't read it like that. Like, I can see that, you know what I'm saying, he's joking, but a lot of people, they don't take that as joking. But I have another thing with... You didn't hear me?
All right, speed it up, man, because this is your second one, and we're really trying to only make it where
you
want.
One, bro, because we got too many people, man.
Yeah, man, we got too many people, bro. Unless this is, like, fast, like, shoot it fast. Go.
Come on, man.
So what's your thoughts on the whole Discord where you guys are kicking out members that critique y'all with y'all running? Y'all got a host basically moderating the Discord. What's y'all thoughts on that?
Who?
Bro, this is news to me, bro. I'm not in there.
They say Zena and Icy kicks out a lot of people when they critique them, and Icy promotes her OnlyFans and stuff like that. So,
in Discord?
Okay. Yeah.
Mo, you want to talk about that? Because we're not in the Discord.
I already know that voice, and I already know who that is. I do know a lot of you guys.
No, you don't know who this is. I don't really be talking like
there's
that.
There's a certain section of you guys that are actually planning to down the FNF Discord. So it's not going to work. I already know. I've already seen the screenshots. Actually, yeah, I already know who this is. And some of the mods already hear the voice. I already know who you guys are. I've seen the screenshots. It ain't going to work.
All right, nigga. Well, is that all you got, bro? That was an L.
I mean...
What
was that? Bro, honestly, I didn't even know about this whole Discord people getting kicked out. What the hell is this nigga talking about, Mo?
I'll explain. Part of the false accusations that was put on the Discord, there's a certain group that's been doing it.
He might be capping though, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does Ice even have our OnlyFans anymore?
No. I don't think so. That's what I'm saying, like, bro.
She
closed
her shit, man. So I don't know. So. That's why I'm like, in my head, like, wait, what? What are you talking about?
Okay, who's next?
All right, fair enough.
4109, you also got a critic.
Go ahead.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
We got you.
Hello? Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'll be real quick with everything. One, I just want to say real quick that Fresh, you foul, because last time you were sniping at me because I was stuttering on the call.
Cool.
But, Myron, I had a quick request. Again about the Brock Turner case, which aligns with the Travis Bauer stuff that recently came up, and that's what my disagreement is. You say that the accusers should get like the same time, and I think that that's too light. Like what they're doing makes them worse than the people that they accuse. So,
okay.
It should be more time. Like, these people, like, they should serve a minimum of what these the falsely accused could have faced.
Okay.
They use the resources.
Okay, that's
they make it worse
point.
For – okay, cool. And I, huh? I guess I, real quick, I got a defense to you from your other hater because he said that you don't accept the paraphrasing. And I've seen you do it a couple of times where the chick basically gets it. It's not word for word. So, you know, some of these haters are just saying bullshit. So that's all I got. Thanks for what y'all
do. Yo, thanks for calling.
When did I make fun of your stutter, bro?
When I called in last time, I was talking to Myron, and I gave him
a little bit of my disagreement about, like, you know, saying, like, feminism has always been bad, which I think he's moved a little bit closer, even though he probably won't be, like, eye to eye. But you had people in the chat saying that I was your cousin Stale or something like that. So it was pretty funny, and, you know, I got to take it. I was nervous, short on breath, still short on breath this time again, but it is what it is.
No, but how did I personally, like, get at you for stuttering, bro? I would never do that.
Oh, you was laughing at me as I got off of the call. Like, you probably about to do it again since I'm stuttering again, so it's all good.
No. Either what you said was funny, but I would never laugh at your stutter, bro, like, ever. That's not what I would do.
It was a while back. It was fine. You didn't, like, go in, but it was just, like, pretty funny. I don't remember the actual call, but it was, like, a long time ago. It's all good, though.
I mean, bro, once you're working on it, that's all that matters, bro.
Yeah, trying to get better.
And you will.
Stay at home.
Who's up next?
You got it, bro. Don't worry. You got it. We all got to start somewhere, so you got it. All
right. Who's up next?
Let's see.
But I'll tell you this, though. He called in with a stutter. Y'all haters in Reddit didn't call in yet. So he's more brave than y'all niggas. Just saying.
Bro, no one's from Reddit has called in?
I even posted in Reddit myself, and no one called in.
Damn.
Bro, y'all niggas are L, man.
Fresh is here to talk to y'all, man.
I don't want
to
hear no more bullshit. You said they talk shit, right? In Reddit?
Yeah, they criticize.
Well,
they criticize.
I don't hear no more shit.
They call Mo Zesty. They make fun of me and say I'm repetitive, which is kind of funny.
Not really.
They make fun of you. They call you stuttering fresh. Working at the club. They call Bills a fake rapper, and they say Chris is a bum.
Well, we're all here
which
today.
Which is accurate about Chris being a bum, though.
We're all here today, and no one's calling in. So, I mean, on this current timetable, I mean, Reddit took a huge L, bro. Huge L. So
they always take L's anyway.
This is what it is, bro. This is what it is.
Waiting for y'all niggas, man. Call in, bro.
And it's Friday,
damn.
Too, man.
Can we get one person?
Man, that's sad, bro.
Come on, man.
0-0-7-6-1. 0-7-6-1.
Who opens up the phone lines for the haters to call in? I'm waiting.
There we
nobody. Go ahead, man. You're on the
we
show.
Got you.
All right, guys. All right, so I got four things that I think y'all need to really
no,
think
no,
about.
No, which one
I'm
thing,
really
just
quickly.
One,
I'm just going to run through them really quickly. All right.
One.
The polygraph thing is fucking hilarious, right? But you guys have to establish a baseline before you actually ask them the question. Otherwise, it's inadmissible because
bro,
they could just be nervous.
I know how polygraph works. I come from law enforcement, man.
Okay, well, why would you not ask them some other questions, preliminary questions, before asking them the big question?
Nigga, wait, what do? What made you come in with the whole polygraph? Like, I'm confused. What are you trying to?
Hey, that was a critique of mine. I'm just throwing out some critiques. This is a critique.
We've never run a
show, by the way.
Let's go, though.
You have done the polygraph hand thing
with the little
device that you guys bring out.
Yeah, we did the game, but we never did the actual polygraph.
Well, you should do the polygraph. I think that would be hilarious.
But
right,
we've never done
the next one. I was going to say earlier about the thing that the guys were saying about Fresh. I can really tell that these guys really haven't been in a high school fistfight before, because one thing about, like, masculinity is you have to get behind your guys. And if you've been in a school fight, it's all about, are your guys with you? You can't back up the dudes that you're with during times of turmoil, during times of strife, or anything else. Then you really lack the constitution to do anything. If you can't stand up for yourself and for the people around you, then you'll fall for anything. And so I can really tell the guys have been raised by single mothers when they don't have that basic virtue of standing with their friends. And I want to say this, like, really quick about Fresh. Fresh, everybody that's a part of the show is phenomenal at what they do, and you can tell when they're not there to do what they do. Yes, especially even Chris, even though he's a bum, apparently. I don't know if that's true. But when he's not there, you can tell there's a difference in the quality of the show when it comes to, like, the camera cuts and the edits and everything. Like, his job, guys, is to bring people onto the show. Like, that's his job. Why are you comparing Shaquille O'Neal to Kobe Bryant? I don't understand it. Like, it's just really weird to me. I don't get that.
We appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Any more hate?
Yeah. No.
Our critique? Okay. We got to move on, bro.
All right. Next person.
Thank you, though.
Let's get a hater
Thanks,
in
man.
Here. Let's get a real hater in here. Bro, what?
We got after hours to run.
Bro, come on, man. Real talk, I ain't gonna lie. I'm a little disappointed, man. I thought the haters from the Reddit, somebody would have been in here by now.
Oh, look, you could be a hater from somewhere else.
To say you're useless, to say I'm repetitive, to say Mo is gay, to make fun of Chris, which would be hilarious, actually. But, like, bro, where are y'all at, man? Come on.
Yo.
Come on.
I give my man, I came in with a stutter, A+. He came in with the fire. He wasn't scared.
Reddit niggas, come on, man.
Niggas scared, bro.
Well, they're just actually begging you to believe some false accusations on the Discord.
Yeah, there you go.
This is your chance, bro. Was that a Reddit guy before?
I don't know. He said he's a hater in the chat, though.
All right. Let's get some more of these guys in here.
This one, he says,
scared.
He says he has a critique.
All right, go ahead.
Let's hear it.
7091.
My fault, bro. I'm on the call. I finally got on the call with these niggas. Yeah, yo.
All right, go ahead, man. Hit us quick.
Yo, you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, nah, yo. I just had a problem with, like, freshman shit because, like, I just want to ask him a question. Like, why every time when, like, somebody say something, he say the exact same thing right after with, like, no extra thought?
What do you mean?
All right, so, like, say, for instance, Myron said, like, the sky is blue. You'd be like, yeah, bro, the sky is blue, for real. Like, I don't get it.
Because I agree.
Or if anybody have a point, bro, like, it could be anybody. You had 10 cats. You always repeat, like, the same shit that somebody else will say, like, always, bro.
Because I agree. If I don't agree, I don't respond to it at all.
Okay, so, like, you don't have your own points? Okay, every time I think you have your own point, I'm like, damn, this nigga fresh about to say something fire. But then it's, like, the same point that the nigga literally just made.
You got to remember that sometimes, like, bro, I won't say the same point, but they said it first. I'm like, okay, cool. We agree on both topics here. So at this point, I can just say I agree.
Yeah, but it seems like you agree on every little thing. Oh, no, on everything then, because you literally just keep saying the same thing. I fuck with you. I actually fuck with you, but my whole thing is like, bro, you literally just keep doing that shit. Every time you talk, I'm like, I bet he about to say something fire. Then it's always the same thing Myron said, Tim kept, like, whoever.
Okay, that's, are you trying to say something? Or when I actually agree, I shouldn't agree?
No, I'm saying, like, I still, damn, it's like, I'm trying to have an example, but, like,
well, I'm confused, bro.
Myron could say something. Myron could
agree
say
on
something, right? Like, nah, because, okay, look, Myron could say something to somebody, right? I'm not saying you can't agree, bro, but I'm thinking about it, have your own point, but then you literally just repeat the same shit that they said, like you're trying to process it in your own mind or some shit like that.
Give me an example.
Bro, it happens all the time. Like, if Marvin said, yo, the sky is blue and I'm trying to run a mile, and then you would just repeat the same thing he said, like we didn't just hear the same thing. That he just
give me
said,
one time that was repetitive where I did that. Just one time.
Well, okay, like the episode with, I don't know if his name is Tim Cass, what's his name?
Yeah,
Tim Cass. Like, he was saying some shit. You literally repeated the same thing he just said a while ago. You do that all the time. I'm saying I fuck with you, but that's my only,
that's my only problem with you. I know what I do, but what did I say that was, like, repetitive, though? What did I say?
Yo, bro, like, I wish I had a video that I could pull up, bro. Like, all right,
well,
I know you do this all the time,
an example,
bro.
Like, and then, like, when we have an example, and then we can address
bro,
it properly.
Yo, Myron know for a fact, bro. He literally just repeats the same thing you would say. Not saying that he don't have his own point sometimes, but majority of the times he do the same shit where, like, you would say something, bro, and he would just say the same thing over, and then you would just look at him like, oh, what the fuck? I literally just said that.
Because I agree.
All right, bro. I'm not saying you can't agree, bro, but you do that, like, 99% of the time. Like, I'm thinking you're going to have your own point of, like, view or something like that, you know?
All right.
All right, bro.
Who's up next?
All right, we have
any more?
We got a ton.
Cause that was Elva. Any more?
We have a ton. 8832, you're up. 8832. He says he's a hater.
Who's right. next?
Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, bro.
We got you. We can hear you.
All right, sounds good. So my
point of contention is going to be on the 50 bodies. I know not a tripod, and I'm not saying not sleep with people, but there's logical inconsistencies in your argument. Because at one point you say you hate whores. I hate whores. They fucking suck, right? But why are you going to give advice that's going to contribute to that? And one more point before you go. You could, if you ask the question, are people a product of their environment or is it their characteristics? Which one weighs more? It's the environment. That's why you often give advice for individuals to surround themselves with good people. Higher quality people, higher quality information that gets pointed to you. So if people are a product of their environment, why are you going to give advice to individuals that say that increases the whore pool count and you're going to create an even worse environment over the long run?
All right.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So number one, you asked the 50 body count, et cetera. It's very simple, bro. I don't like going to the gym and lifting weights, but I understand that it is a necessary evil to achieve the body that I want. So if I want to go ahead and be in a position where I'm a dominant male that understands female nature and knows what turns women on, what turns them off, and understanding how to stay attractive over a long period of time, I need to do the dance and level up by dealing with women that might not necessarily be the most desirable from a relationship perspective. It's basically like World of Warcraft, you know, killing the runts to get your level up so that you can go ahead and fight the final boss, which is what? A long-term relationship and or marriage, because the game really begins when you're in a long-term relationship dealing with a chick and, you know, whether it's cohabitating, whatever, which I tell y'all not to cohabitate. But if you want to do that, you're going to have the prerequisite skill set to do that. And to do that, you need to be able to have girls, understand what ticks, what makes them tick, what makes them not tick, and go from there. So that experience is required in 2023, especially women are more sexually experienced than men are, right? That's number one, right?
But they're more experienced because people are engaging in sex culture. If you reduce the sex culture, then the probability that someone will be whorish lowers over time. It's not going to happen overnight.
Let me ask you a question. You said it's because of
the
sex culture. Do you think we're going to regress back to times where women were in the kitchen and women were naturally not hoes and they were more submissive and they were ladies?
So here, I think it can happen. And you're going to responsibly say that.
Is it going to happen? Is our feminists and the feminism wave, is it going to regress and go back to women being traditional? Yes or no?
Why do you put out a message? Are you the number one men's podcaster? Are you an innovator? Do you change people's lives? Do you save people's lives?
Men's
do you have an influence?
Look. Listen, dude. You got to get out of your feelings
but
real
you
quick.
Need both sides.
Have objective here.
There's both sides, though.
You need to stay objective.
If there's better women,
because you're making emotional
better
arguments.
Women, then, no, it's not emotional, bro.
Yeah,
if
you are making
women,
emotional arguments right now. This is the number one men's podcast, correct? Which means I talk to the men. I don't talk to the women. Let me give you a newsflash, my friend. Feminism isn't going to go anywhere, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. Women did not fight the better
before
part of 67 years to get
going to get worse before it gets better.
The autonomy that they have to have the individualism that they have and the independency that they have to give it back to men. It's not happening. We're not going backwards.
It is happening.
Only
that's why women
worse.
Like Pearl. That's why women like Pearl are coming up and other like you know these other women. It is happening. It things ebbs and flows. You go Democrat Republican. You know it ebbs and flows.
Yeah, you're funny, nigga. God
okay,
damn.
So you yeah, seriously
yeah,
think?
Fresh, shut the fuck up.
Here's the thing, bro.
Hey,
dude. Okay. No. Don't worry about Fresh right now. My thing is this. You're saying what should happen in a dream world, okay? Like, yo!
It's not a dream world, bro. You're just lack the confidence to enact influence over time. That's what it is.
Okay, dude. Do you seriously think that if I continue to do what I'm doing, okay, and I say women need to go back to being traditional, men need to go back to being masculine and dominant, etc., you honestly think we're going to go ahead and make women go backwards 70 years? It's not happening, dude.
Bro,
it's not happening.
It will happen because all the data is on your side. Women are fucking whores. Their lives are miserable. You know, the data is on your side.
But when
–
okay, the data is on my side. But when do women wake up and realize that what I said is correct?
It is already happening.
Answer the question. When do women wake up? When do women wake up and realize what I said is true about hypergamy and finding a man when they're young, etc.? They don't realize it until it's too late, dude.
Bro, it's
okay?
Already happening. There's all these. There's a bunch of red pill female content creators. You don't see that? You do see that. But this is the critique, though. Like, you're not – I don't know why you're resistant on trying to enact this influence. I don't know. Maybe you don't want the responsibility or you're scared or something. I don't know.
Do you not
but
understand
it,
that,
it can happen.
That do you not understand that a minority of people, okay, actually follow this shit? And here's the thing.
That
the female wrestlers, they got guys like you, hook, line, and sinker, because they're grifting, dude.
I don't even watch them.
Just keep in mind. A lot of them are grifting. They understand that guys like you are going to buy into the fantasy that you can actually change and make feminism regress. It's not regressing, which is why I do this podcast for the men. I tell men how to deal and adapt with the new normal. You understand? So you might say, well, you're continuing the fuckery with, you know, women being hoes, etc.
It's hedonism, bro.
The thing
is hedonism. That's what you want to engage in.
No, I'm teaching men how to deal in the new normal. That's what
show restraint with the working out. Show restraint with drugs. No restraint with sexuality. Oh, and then you're creating more whores. And then you say with the normal, it's never going to change. Okay, so military. People that go and join the military, let's just say they can all be fat fucks. We don't have any standards. You create the standards. You create the incentive structures to raise the quality of the soldier. And you could do the same with society over time as well.
It's not going back, bro, because, again, like I said before.
It's already happening in certain instances.
Women didn't fight for feminism to have it go back where they're going to be in the kitchen and follow male authority. It's not happening, okay? If anything, it's going to get worse because women are more educated now than ever before. They're entering the workforce more. They're starting to make more money than men in a lot of major cities. Dude, it's going to get worse. And as women become more and more successful, they're not going to regress. Their standards are going to go up, and they're going to want an even better guy. So what I'm saying is for men to have a fighting chance – they need to be sexually experienced and understand how women move and how they operate. Girls aren't going to go back to being in the kitchen. These female consecrators that you're talking about don't even follow what the fuck you're talking about. They're out here working and making money and being successful. So they're not even following what they're saying. So what are you talking about, dude?
Also, caller.
That was an example. I'm not watching them all the time. But yeah, go for it.
But you're using them as an example.
Yeah,
they are literally buying into the feminism propaganda that you're against. What are you talking about, dude? So my thing is,
well, I'm
I
talking
know
about that.
Change. I know that it's not going to change, so I'm preparing men.
Yeah, that's a
for
weak mindset. That's a weak mindset. Bro, you
color.
People have changed society. One individual has changed society over and over again all throughout history. What do you mean it's not going to change?
Your solution for this, bro, caller. If you're so smart about this, what's your solution for it?
Whoa. I didn't say I was going to be the fucking leader. You know, that's why we got Myron here. You know, he's going to... Hey, bro, chill out.
No solution.
If you don't like my solution, then shut the fuck up because your solution, you don't even have one.
Facts.
Okay, well, the solution would be my solution would be more individuals talking about or advocating for, you know, presenting the data like, hey, I recognize that you want to go down this route.
What, make us all apple.
Look, man, the data's on my side, but the problem is this. Women don't give a
fuck about data
number one. We've proven that by interviewing almost 3,000 girls on this show from different walks of life. They don't give a fuck about the data. They don't give a fuck about average.
But that's because you're...
What they care about is having a hot girl summer, living life, going to school, getting educated, sowing their oats, as they would say, and then they don't wake up until they're 35 years old. Okay?
Yeah, too late.
The very same female consecrators that you're trying to allege are changing things are buying into the same fucking mindset that I'm talking to you about right now.
One example. You had success in doing the thing that I'm mentioning on one podcast. It was a while ago. You were in a good mood, and you didn't yell at any of the women, and you were very respectful, and they got the information significantly better than – you know, in normal podcasts, because, you know, women are bitches, and they can't take the aggressive aspects, but, you know, it's probably not going to be you, because, like, you know, you specialize in the more aggressive aspect, but, you know, if you have an individual that's maybe more balanced, they could receive that information and digest it better.
Bro,
you don't think that you could shift the culture a bit? Let me ask you this. Do you think the culture can be shifted?
No. Where it's an actual large percentage of the people, no, dude. Like, I don't know if you live on planet Earth, but most guys are blue-pilled. Most women are blue-pilled. Most people don't understand this stuff. They watch this content, and they're like, I don't agree with that. There's very few people that watch this content and actually live the lifestyle. Most people will look at this stuff and be like, oh, I'm here to watch this stuff and criticize it, or these guys are crazy, whatever. They look at us as radical.
Yeah, we're probably 5% or less. Probably way less than 5%.
Most people can't handle this stuff. And then what you're talking about, oh, well, just give it to the girls nicer. Bro, girls don't like hearing the truth. They want me to lie and sit there and say, oh, your sexual market value is not perishable. You can find a guy when you're 35 years old. You still deserve Prince Charming, etc. It doesn't align with how what I say doesn't align with their belief system a lot of the times. So I'm not here for women. I'm here for the men.
That's true. But, you know, you always say that it can't be changed, but it can be changed. And one example would be you use the word trainable versus coachable. If you – they're
going
more
to change.
To use the,
is it going to change? Is it going
it
to
is,
change?
Can't,
just because
well,
it's possible doesn't mean it's probable.
That's true. I don't think it's probable. I don't think it's probable. I think it's possible, though.
That nigga, if you even if you're by your own admission it's not probable, then let's go ahead and deal with something that has a higher
okay,
probability.
Hey,
what's a better probability?
There's a fucking
better
meteor.
Probability.
There's a meteor. There's a meteor that's about to hit Earth. There's a meteor.
You don't have a solution. Shut the fuck up. I'm talking. Okay.
There's a meteor that's about to. Bro,
admission. By your own admission, you admit, yo, it's not probable, but it's possible. So you know what? I don't operate on possibilities. I operate on probabilities. My thing is I'm going to give the power to the men. I'm going to tell them this is how the dating marketplace works. This is why you shouldn't get married. This is why you need to deal with women like this. This is why you need to get your notch count at a certain level. Then you're in the fucking driver's seat as a man because the probability is on your side and you choose what the fuck you want to do.
Fact.
I'm giving the choice to the men, not to the women. What you're trying to say is, oh, no, let's just let the women go back to being in the kitchen acting. They're not doing it. You're not doing it.
I didn't say that.
You're not going to go back to being attracted on women. It's not happening, bro. Okay? I don't
okay,
give a fuck
wait.
How much Candace Owens, Pearl, and all these other women. Yo, at the end of the day, they buy into the same feminism that you're criticizing because they're strong, independent women that make their own money, and they go ahead and sell y'all niggas a fairy tale. Ta-da! A lot of them are fucking grifters, if we're going to be honest. Is every single one of them a grifter?
No.
But a lot of the times, they are.
Yeah.
So this is the reality. The men need to deal with the new normal and deal with probabilities. I'm giving them the power and understanding. This is a sexual marketplace. This is how women are. You assess what the fuck is going on with the knowledge. You want to get married? Cool. Go in with your eyes wide open. You want to have a serious girlfriend? Cool. Go in with your eyes wide open. You want to just casually have sex with a bunch of girls? Cool. Do what the fuck you want to do. But I want the men to have the skill set to make the choice so they're not getting dragged down the aisle to a marriage that they never wanted in the first place and they get divorced rate. Motherfuckers like you are the problem because you're trying to sit there and say, well, men need to take the responsibility for women's problems. No, the fuck they don't. No, they don't.
Can I make one point real quick?
And no,
I appreciate your time.
No, man. Get the
okay.
fuck out of here, bro, because niggas like you are the problem.
Yep.
You don't have a solution. You're telling people to be degenerates, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm telling them that you need to engage in degenerative behavior to identify other degenerates, you fucking faggot. Get the fuck out of here with this shit, man. I'm not going to sit here and tell guys to take the high road and save these hoes. Fuck that shit, because that's how men's lives get fucking ruined. Listening to TradCon losers like you.
Facts.
Get the fuck out of here, man. I'm giving guys the tools for the new fucking normal. You don't even got a solution. You're over here calling telling me, oh, I don't like your solution. What's your solution? You don't have one.
Nada.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Fucking faggots everywhere talking shit. The fuck out of here, man.
Thanks, caller.
God damn, these soft-ass niggas coming in here, man.
No solution
talking
at all.
Talking about this shit. No solution. Putting the burden on the guys. No, save these hoes. No! That's why guys are fucking dying. Listen to your dumbass saying, oh, I'm gonna make the girls go ahead and become good again. We don't need to engage in degeneracy, blah, blah, blah. They go ahead. They believe that fucking lie. They fall for the girl that's a fucking snake. They fall for the girl that's selling the purity. They get married to that bitch. Next thing you know, does the fucking 180, bitch turns, takes a max walk, it's over.
Actually, that's why we got here in this same scenario, because we believed the lie, saying we should save all women, and then we end up in this scenario
Wait,
where...
Wait, Fresh, didn't you take that advice and get married to a girl that was a single mom?
I did.
You went ahead and you followed God, and you thought she was going to be traditional.
I did.
And you went ahead and you were going to engage in the degeneracy.
I did,
where the
friend.
Fuck did that lead you?
Nowhere.
Holy fuck, man.
That's why it's funny, man.
It
sounds good on paper, but you actually look at the path that you take when you do that, it's L, bro.
These TradCons don't have a actual solution for the problem at hand.
Yeah.
It's not 1953 anymore. Get the fuck out of here. You guys are literally telling guys, be the bigger man. Be a real man. Do what's right.
Step up.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. I'm teaching the guys to be for them where they decide what the fuck they want to do. You want to be a tradcon? You want to go ahead and date multiple girls? You want to be a playboy? Whatever. I'm going to arm you with the tools to do what the fuck you want to do. I'm going to give you the fucking weapons and the tools, and you choose how you want to move with
and
it.
And also, let's say you make a mistake. You can recover. Just change your mindset and move forward because we're not perfect either. So,
they can use the fucking Pearl as an example. Get the fuck out of here.
Bruh.
Like, no offense to Pearl, but bro, she's an entrepreneur. She is literally the embodiment of what feminism wants. Successful female. She's strong and independent, making her own money, whatever. I get it. She's telling people, yo, be traditionally conservative, blah, blah, blah.
Bro, but if Pearl had OnlyFans, he would pay for it. Deadass. Deadass, bro. He'll pay for it.
Nigga,
anyhow,
man.
Let's call her, man, because we got a show to run. These niggas, man.
5250, 5250, you're up.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
We got you.
Hey, all right. First of all, Christ is King. Rest in peace, Kevin Samuel. I want to thank you guys for what y'all doing. Y'all connected a lot of dots for me. I thought I was going crazy because I had a lot of the same similar thoughts. And then I came across Kevin Samuel's, which brought me to you guys. I was like, okay, cool. I'm not crazy. This is actually what's happening.
Yep.
Another thing is I was in a relationship and I started bettering myself, losing weight, lost 40 pounds, getting my game up, all this. And the girl I was with at the time hated that, absolutely hated it. So boys, be careful. These women will drag you down when you're doing better. Also, Zerka, I'm the OG Zerka. Zerka's the new Zerka. Lone wolf, stop being a lone wolf because iron sharpens iron. And to build off what Miner was saying against that last caller, the Bible says to be wise as the serpent but harmless as a dove. And a question for Myron. Do you notice shorter guys who aren't as built as you, they look at you like they hate you, like off the bat? Because I'm 5'2", and I got some good muscles on me, and like a lot of short guys and people who compare themselves to me off the bat, they just like, they automatically look at me with hate and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, that's going to happen. Short guys are typically going to have some point of contention sometimes with you, especially if, you know, you're the Chad. There's always going to be hate, bro. It always comes from below, in this case, quite literally.
Yeah, they call me a Chad. I didn't become a Chad until later in life, and then women started calling me dominant, and I was like, yo, what the hell is all this? And then you guys really just, you open eyes and fresh, you that nigga, my guy. Don't listen to these haters, boy, and keep doing what you guys are doing.
Wait, are you white?
Yeah, I'm white, bro.
All right.
That nigga, let's go, baby.
I like you, man. You're funny, bro.
All right.
I figured, but it's fine.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, this.
All right,
this
we
guy,
got
man.
Chats
and in because we got showed up with some girls right now.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. We're gonna.
Been a bit over time, but it's fine.
Chris is here being a bum.
Yo, I just got here, man.
Nigga, you've been here for 20, 30
nigga,
minutes.
Yo, I was there with the girls, man. She's like, cameras off. I'm like, nigga.
Like, help Bills, nigga. Damn.
All right, fine. I'm here. Complaining, man. Complaining, man. Wait.
Walking around this shit. Yeah, walking around like this. Come on, man.
Hey, you know what?
God,
I feel like I can enjoy it, man. Hey, Bills, it's not easy, right?
Okay. You know what? I like the fact that you guys saved my life. When my mom calls, she has an alive son that answers her call. Also, Mo Habibi.
Habibi!
There you go. We got Joka Jam says, hey, guys, this is the first time I ever donated to a platform or podcast. Keep doing what you're doing. They aren't getting rid of you. Also, Fresh, keep doing you. Also, you remind me of Black Panther's best friend. Who's that? Thank
well,
you,
kind of forever. I think it's because you're so black.
There you go.
Hey, guys. Evan J., the level up I've experienced by putting your message into action, I've lost 52 pounds, went from 3K to 15K a month doing mortgages in Downmark, and have way more confidence in my dating life. Keep doing you and fuck the haters. Shout out to you, bro.
That's what we're
talking about, man. That's what we're, awesome. Triad goes, hey, FNF, read this on Rumble. I've heard a bunch of guys calling with problems with 304s. This is how I handle them 304s. I've talked to.
All right. Stop right there.
Okay. Yeah, all right, nigga.
yeah.
Mo, okay, never mind. We're just going to say just Mo.
Yeah.
Was anticipating Dawson and Ritter for this. Ritter and Dawson.
Yeah.
Ritter wasn't available, guys, so we'll make it happen for y'all hopefully next week or something.
Rex.
Rex goes, will you guys ever consider inviting Alex Jones?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I've invited him, guys. It just schedules didn't line up and stuff, but don't worry, we'll have him on one day.
H.
Big up the Goat Fresh. Inspiring to see your journey progression. Appreciate the invaluable advice and the knowledge you share.
Thanks, man. Thanks, bro.
We got here. Nahaney goes, appreciate y'all. Appreciate that. And then we go here. We're going 20 and up, right? Put me on a call so I can embarrass these boys. Watch me go viral in less than 30 seconds.
Well, too late now, nigga. Haney.
Probably called in earlier.
Yeah. Haney, last couple dudes need to watch more, man. Appreciate what y'all do. Many blessings.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, bro. That's $80, by the way.
Yeah, that's Haney or Honey?
Honey.
Honey.
Oh, Honey.
Honey?
All right, Honey.
Johnny Fuentes.
I don't agree with you on the Palestine-Israel war talk. You don't know geopolitics?
Yeah.
We never even get a stance on the war.
Yeah, we didn't. And we
the
won't.
Fuck you talk?
Bro,
but wait.
It's a dude. Do you even watch the show?
Bro, we didn't even comment on the fucking conflict. And you're over here saying, I don't agree with you on it. Nigga, we never gave our opinion.
Do you even watch the show, bro? I mean, come on,
what
man.
The fuck?
Yeah, he's a pre-hater, man.
Customizing with
God
Jay.
Damn.
Mo, this is Modern Music Sucks. We need some Sinaloa. Please help a brother out.
Okay.
Sinaloa available everywhere.
Okay.
And Jay, what up?
At these haters fresh. Most of these haters are new views. They never saw all the things that you've done for the podcast. You can't have friendship with just Myron. The team makes it strong. F the haters. Stay over there. Join the studio network if you want a real brother. Shout out to you, Jay. Raw Dog says, the culture needs fresh. Think about this shirt. Refreshing the thinking man pose. Of course, the shirt's got to be black. Bro, screw you, bro. That would be pretty funny, actually. Punisher says, shout out to Fresh. I see you read all the hate comments. I personally, I don't get it. Fresh, you just know you have a lot of supporters behind you. Keep doing you. Fuck whatever anyone thinks or says. By the way, shout out to FNF staff, Chris, Mo, Bills, Icy. But biggest shout out to Myron's Waves. There you go. Precious Dog says, shout out to the homie Fresh, F the haters again. They probably never experienced being a part of a successful team. I guess they didn't, bro. Probably not. Jared Mer says, get one of them boys on the call to explain themselves for what's going on. Bell sound. That'll be pretty funny, actually. Fresh Dog again says, Myron, put me on a fight card. I'll fight the gorilla looking ass one. He means preach. Peter Fowl says, disappointed there's no Dawson Ritter today. Are you planning on getting them back on the show again? Yes. Couldn't schedule with Ritter. He had something coming up. Aloha Snapbar says, yo, Myron, what's the benefit of owning commercial real estate, multifamily plus 40 units versus a portfolio of triplexes each for around $2 million? The NOI for their commercial real estate would be higher. Are there greater tax benefits in triplex / quadruplex route?
That's debatable.
Yeah. That's debatable?
And that's debatable because you can't depreciate commercial real estate at the same aggressiveness as
personal.
As residential. Residential, you do over 27 and a half years. Commercial, if I'm not mistaken, is 30. It's 35 or 36 or 37 years. So you might not be able to depreciate it. But the property is bigger, whatever it may be. It depends on you, bro. But I mean, commercial real estate right now isn't doing too well unless you're going to buy residential commercial real estate.
Mm.
Guess it's official then. Hater got the little itty bitty baby balls. They can't stand up now. They probably sit well when they pee as well. Yeah, I mean,
dollars,
bro,
by the
I
way.
Was waiting for. Did anyone? Oh, shout out to you, my friend. Sorry, Marco. From fucking Reddit.
No.
Nobody from Reddit?
No. Of course not, man. I've made a post, bro. I posted in Reddit for the first time ever.
Damn.
I don't look in there. Which
bro,
is
I better not. Yo, man.
That's what I'm saying. They just talk shit with no type of backing, bro.
And we're willing to talk to y'all. Like, on air. Like, call in. What the fuck, man? Yo, look at the chat. If someone from Reddit says, I'm a Reddit nigga, bring them on.
Nah,
last one.
Too late now, bro.
Too late.
We got girls waiting on us.
Too late, man.
Actually, real girls. Y'all talk to fake girls. Okay, Northwest Trucker says, it's obvious to anyone with a brain, you guys don't do this just for the money. That's why this is the first podcast I truly fuck with all the way. Love FNF, never stop. Shout out to you. And Carlos says, just want to thank you and the team for all that you're doing. Thanks for demonstrating to men that they are the prize, not the 304s. Well said. A1 says, the official, is this Lee Peterson coming on? I think he's with him, right?
Yeah, man, bro. I talk to his people. It's just tough to coordinate,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he's a bit older.
Because, like, he switches his people around, and he's old, and it's like.
Yeah, he's a bit older.
Yeah.
What's his favorite tagline? What is it? What do you
amazing.
Say? Amazing.
Howard Stern was OG for bringing on the 304's real ones, no.
Facts.
Yep. Al Amiro, Fresh is very important to show each one balance each other. The show can't be one with one person. Yep, absolutely.
Thanks, bro.
Build goes, what W. Meyer, loyalty, ride or die. Top people am learning from Tristan Tate. Tate, Tristan, FNF, PBD, make money, get laid, and do it your way.
There you go. All right.
Myron Abba's not going to knuckle up with you, bro. You might have a better chance challenging his zesty ass to a salsa dance competition. That's from IRS. Nah, he won't. But, you know, at the end of the day, anytime they make a video on us, I want y'all to comment below. Get in the ring. Get in the ring. Get in the ring. That's, yeah. That's what y'all tell them. The most successful people value and show loyalty is one of the most important components of their success. Shout out to Mo. It's Greg Islop.
That is true.
Another thing, too, I think people would really enjoy seeing a reaction YouTuber get the fuck beaten out of them by someone that they've made a bunch of videos on.
Yeah.
Greg, I think people would really enjoy seeing that. Because, yo, reaction YouTubers are literally parasites. They're cancer, bro. They're literally cancer. So I think it would be good to see someone that actually makes content and someone out there reacts to that content, trying to make a dollar off of bringing that person down. That person knocks him down. I think that'd be a lot better. So, and trust me, bro. Like if we got in a ring, I'd absolutely demolish him. No, I would. Yeah, bro. If I was Abba, I wouldn't get in the ring with me either, bro. I just moved to Dallas and don't know nobody. What's up, WFNF Dallas? Where the boys at?
Yeah, hit up Rod Eric. Yeah.
Madeira goes, why'd you guys remove the Zerka vs. Destiny live stream? It's not on Rumble or YouTube. It is on Rumble.
Check again.
It might be under the Fresh Fit Miami one, though. Fresh, I have a suggestion, but you don't have to take it. Myron's board of the new studies. It seems you be the numbers guys. This nigga, Eugenia, you've made this criticism a bunch of times. Newsflash. If I cite studies all the time, I don't know if you notice it, but the girls get really bored and they don't care.
They don't care, yep.
And they don't engage with it. All right? Yeah. I can only repeat the same studies over and over again to the point where you understand, like, the girls don't give a fuck, bro. And we gotta keep them engaged.
They don't.
Ta-da! Girls don't give a shit about numbers and facts.
They're not guys. Sorry.
This nigga's made this thing, this criticism every single time. And it's like, bro, like, we gotta keep the girls engaged. I'll rattle on with a study and then they'll, like, be like, what?
What time is it?
Like, damn it. Like, fuck.
Dion,
I can tell some of y'all niggas just like don't deal with women in real life or something. Like
DeAndre Inson says, Fresh, when networking, what techniques do you use to remember people's names? It's funny. So I use locations. So I'll meet somebody for the first time. I'll put their name on location and I remember where I met them and especially at what time, which is crazy, but names and locations help a lot. And then we have here, LK Justice B says, thank you guys and the whole FNF crew for sacrifices that you make for society. The value you provide is incredible and the results reflect it. Shout out to you, bro. And then last few here. A fan Raptor says, listening to these callers is proof that fluoride is in water. Holy, I feel dumb as hell listening to these retarded ass bums. My nigga. Bumbaclot, y'all have more patience than a Tibetan monk.
Go. Hey, you guys ever going to do IRL type show? I think that would be kind of dope and keep cooking them iron. I alluded to that earlier.
Coming
Don't worry.
Soon.
We got new stuff coming on. You guys are on point. My oldest brother introduced me to your podcast. I went from a 35-year-old baby mama with kids hitting on me to 2 24-year-old girls with no kids in the hot tub. WFNF, thank you. Yeah, man. Get better quality girls, man. That's what it's about, bro. And what else? You got anything else?
Good to go, Mo. Bills.
Hey, FNF Myron, I'm starting my career in auditing at the age of 22 at a big four accounting firm that audits Fortune 500 companies. Do you think that having a background in audit will be valuable in the long run? Also, what is your opinion on auditors? Well, it's a necessary evil, bro. Auditors are absolutely required and needed. So good profession to be in. You could probably make quite a bit of money. If you want to start a side hustle where you do consulting at it, you can do that as well. So anything else? Oh, Jet Keys goes.
Minor Fresh,
I have a question. Why do people hate the truth when spoken? All you guys do is help men, and you guys be helping the women by telling them what men want, but they never want to listen most of the time. And you get demonetized for it. Yeah, bro, it is what it is. And then like the other guy before, you know, he didn't like my solution of, you know, getting a 50 body count or whatever, but he couldn't even refute it. He said, oh, well, you know, this is like not good. Like you're just telling people to run hedonism, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, bro, you have to do degenerative things sometimes and or be involved in degenerative things to be able to understand and identify degenerates.
How would you know?
How else would you know?
Yeah.
Right. And I want guys to have their eyes wide open and know what the fuck they're getting into. But anytime people tell me shit like that, it tells me that they're not really in the sexual marketplace like that. Where are we at here?
We're good to go.
We're good?
Yep.
Cool. All right. I think
this is a cool stream, man.
Yeah.
Call-in show. Haters didn't call in, but it's fine. You know,
a few called in, but
yeah.
Nobody from Reddit. We wanted some of the haters from Reddit. Yeah, I mean, look, man, some of y'all give some good criticism over there. I'm not going to lie. But a lot of them are haters.
Not really,
just straight up.
Not really.
Yeah, not really.
Y'all niggas hate Reddit, man.
You know what's funny?
What?
Go ahead. I'll take it from Discord, not from Reddit.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Shout out to Discord, man.
What about you, Chris? What are your thoughts?
And shout out to all the Reddit.
Yo.
You know what? Shout out to all the Reddit haters, man. Because we get the chance to call in. You didn't call in. So shout out to all you guys that are scared, man.
Yo, chat knows how I feel, man. Fuck them niggas, man. I'm telling you, man. Them niggas have none of
have valid critiques, but
it's
yeah,
fine,
the majority
it is,
of it is ridiculous, just haterness for like just like.
And you know what?
No,
all of this might buy another Lambo just because. Just because I just might.
Oh, Chris, bring new girls. Oh, Chris, bring girls not from OnlyFans. Oh, Chris, the girls are boring. I'm like, what the fuck do you guys want, man? I'm like, it's like I'm bringing girls. I'm bringing girls. Like, nigga, just watch the show, man.
Can't
come on, man.
You can't
please
haters, bro.
You can't please. Oh, Chris, man, the panel's mid. Nigga, you such bash.
What was that? Chris?
They're like, oh, Chris, the panel's mid. My like, nigga, you so smash, man.
That's
come
true.
On, man.
That's true.
Yo, I seen the girls. DMs, right? It's like, yo, this guy texts me. I'm like, bro, of course he did.
All right. All right. What time are we going to call it?
10:30, man.
Bro, we got this. Mayor Fresh already go, man. We get this shit going at 10:15, man.
All right, cool. Let's go.
All right,
let's go. All
right, man. We'll catch you guys back here in about 20 to 30 minutes.
Peace.
Later.